Long free swing! The floater from five, no, taken up by Baker, got it! The Eagles are in front! Couldn't have come at a better time!
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it! In right side for 10. He hit the shot.
Well, good afternoon. A little bit later than what we expected, but it comes after an exciting triple overtime women's game here at Johnson Arena. The streaking Morehead State men's basketball team now at home, trying to stay hot as they entertain Eastern Illinois. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. For the second time this season, MSU has won six straight and will bid to win their seventh in a row for the first time against EIU's Panthers. Eastern Illinois is looking to solidify its position in the OVC's postseason tournament field of eight, and features one of the league's most exciting players, and I can attest to that. I've seen him, speedy point guard Tiger Booker. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when we continue things on the pregame show here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. OVC action for Morehead State, Eastern Illinois, providing the opposition. I'm Chuck Mraz along with MSU coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, your team's won six straight, playing very good basketball. And you know what's interesting about it? You've had to mix and match throughout a number of injuries in your lineup.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, we're not the only team in the league. There's been every team. You know, Eastern Illinois here today has had to do much of the same thing. But you're right. You know, last week we were on the road without Deontay Miles and, you know, had to play a little bit smaller. This week we've got Deontay back and playing without Jordan Lathan. And so, having to just move some different guys around. But, you know, I was just really proud of our team for Thursday night, Chuck. Obviously a really, really good SIUE team that is always a tough matchup for us, as you and our fans know. But, guys just really stepped up. Obviously Andrew Thelwell was phenomenal. Two young guys in Jerome Morton and Eddie Ricks. And then Khalil Thomas sliding over, playing out of position, and did it flawlessly. And then obviously Riley Minix, just cementing the best player in the league with a performance like that on national television. But really proud of our guys for just being able to step up and make adjustments. And that's a sign of a great team in this league.
Jordan Lathan sprained his knee a little bit a week ago at Tennessee Tech. How's the knee and how's he for today?
He's getting better. He'll kind of be a game time decision here today. George Marshall as well, having a chance to see him, he'll be kind of a game time decision as well. But both those guys progressing back, and hopefully we can start to get them back into action here pretty soon.
Eastern Illinois will come in, a hungry team. They're in seventh place right now. They're in the tournament field for now, but precariously. So they'll be hungry when they walk through the door and take on your ball club.
Yeah, and they're playing with a lot of confidence as well. They had a really tight ball game playing from behind and winning it at Southern Indiana the other night. They've got four road wins in the league, and that's not easy to do. And so they're not going to be intimidated coming on the road. They've won on the road a number of times this year, so that shouldn't be a huge factor for them. But, they're going to be a very different team in terms of their personnel. They've been kind of plagued with injuries. First time around that we played them, they really didn't have any traditional five men. They were playing Cooper Jacoby at the five and went on a big winning streak because of that, because of the versatility and the ability to shoot and spread teams out. Since then, they've re-gotten two of their big guys back. Jeremy Hamlin's playing, and he's a load at 7 feet. And so it's going to be a different team, but, they're always a tough, stingy defensive team leading our league in steals. So we've got to do a really good job with our ball security, running our offense fast, playing physical, generating good shots, and then just making sure that we, have great floor balance, but we don't turn the ball over to keep these guys out of transition.
EIU features one of the league's better players in Tiger Booker. What do you do with him?
Well, he's a handful. He went for 30 the other night, and so he's hot right now. And, I thought we did a good job on him. I thought he had a good game, but, he had to really work to get it, and so that's what good players do. But he's a tough matchup. You got to guard him. You got to figure out how tight you're going to guard him based on whether you by yourself or ball screen coverage. But you got to keep him out of the lane. Got to force him into your ball screen coverage. You got to get him stopped in transition, and you got to just really use your size and length to make it hard on him. He's going to score the basketball because he's a really good player. We just got to really make him work for it, and not get other guys involved.
That's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
And we welcome you back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State in OBC action against Eastern Illinois. EIU led by third-year head coach Marty Simmons, slowly improving, but they're dealing with a bevy of injuries right now. The Panthers coming off a Thursday night win at Southern Indiana, 81-71, 11-13 on the season. They're in seventh place in the OBC with a 5-6 conference mark. Coach Simmons will send out four guards and a forward to start this game. The point guard will be Tarleton State transfer Tiger Booker, a 5'10 senior from Chicago, averaging 16 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and he also leads the OBC in steals at 2.3 per contest, 46 overall for the year. The second guard, Cloud County Community College transfer Corey Sawyer, 6'4 junior from Orlando, averaging 8.5 points, 2 rebounds. The third guard, Dan Lures, a transfer from Defiance College, 6'5 junior from Lebanon, Ohio, averaging 6 points, 2 rebounds. And the fourth guard, Kendall Davis, he came to EIU from Panola College, 6'5 junior from Chicago, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds. The lone forward is Rodolfo Bolis, a 6'8 junior from Brazil, averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds. Morehead State still without the injured Jordan Lathan, same lineup as the other night. Two guards and three forwards at the point. Drew Thelwell, the 6'3 senior from Orlando, averaging 9 points, over 3 rebounds, and OBC best 6.3 assists. He's also 11th in the nation with 151 assists on the year. The second guard, Khalil Thomas from UMass Lowell, the transfer, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging almost 12 points and just about 4 rebounds a game. The forwards, Riley Minix, Deontay Miles, and Eddie Ricks. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, second in the OBC in scoring per ball game at 19.4, second in rebounding at 9.3. He also leads the team with 28 blocks and 29 steals. Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer, 7-foot graduate student at 240 pounds from Walton, Kentucky, averaging just a shade below 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. Eddie Ricks, the fine freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee, at 6'7. Averaging just above 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. The officials for this ball game: Barry Mathis, Grant Tyler, and Chris McCurry. The series between Morehead State and Eastern Illinois began in 1981-82. EIU leads it 26-22, but Morehead State has won the last 6 of the matchups with the Panthers, including back on January 11th in Charleston, a 78-52 triumph over EIU. It's Morehead State taking on Eastern Illinois in OVC play. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett, coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. As we mentioned, the women had a triple overtime game before this contest. That's why we're starting so late. 3+1, it was quadruple. Boy, I'll tell you what. It was exciting, and unfortunately, Morehead State fell to EIU 105-103, but both teams certainly left it all out on the floor here this afternoon, a tremendous battle in that women's contest.
That's the first four overtime game we've had in either men's or women's, I think, since I've been here.
Morehead State coming in for the men at 19-5 overall, winners of 6 straight, 17 of its last 19, topping the OBC at 10-1 on the year. As we mentioned, EIU at 11-13, 5-6 in the OVC. Beaten up Morehead State with some injury issues too, and this is going to be one of those games of attrition, perhaps, Drew Barnett.
Yeah, it is, because it's the second game in 3 days. And while we didn't have a four overtime game on Thursday, it was exhausting. It was guys that played a lot of minutes, a lot more than what they're used to. So that might be a factor today with fatigue. Another one of the challenges is keeping the post players out of foul trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of Deontay Miles and Zach Iaemi finishing with four, and they went into halftime with three.
Yeah.
Another factor to note, you talk about all the minutes these guys played. Riley Minix had a tremendous ball game, 30 points in the contest and also 13 rebounds, but he played all 40 minutes.
Right, all 40. And, again, just with injuries, even if they aren't to regular starters, it still affects your depth, and you don't get a break. Ideally, you don't want Riley going 40 minutes.
Well, nobody 40 minutes.
Right.
I think Drew Thelwell came in as the minutes leader for Morehead State on the year, averaging about 35 minutes per contest. A note about Drew Thelwell, too. Right now he's tied in Morehead State basketball history as the winningest player ever with Terrence Hill, who played here about a decade or so ago. Each has been involved with 87 MSU victories, a win tonight for the Eagles, and Thelwell stands alone in that category.
Yeah, and we'd like to see him continue to break that record, hopefully 15 more times this season and even more next year. So,
there was one final earlier today, and this is a big win in the OVC. UT Martin knocked off Western Illinois 62-59. The Leathernecks were right behind Morehead State in the standings, but they've lost a couple here recently and now sit 2.5 games behind the Eagles, so the Eagles can stick them 3 full games back if they beat EIU.
Right. And it would be 3, and it would be the tiebreaker, because even if we beat them, we would own the tiebreaker, I believe, against them. So it's almost like being up 4 games. And Western Illinois they've had a really good season. Even when you consider the last two losses, I don't think many people were expecting them to do much. But, man, they've hustled and they've played well. But yet, sort of uncharacteristically dropping 2 in a row at home to teams that you would expect them to beat.
Morehead State has won 17 straight games here at the friendly confines of Johnson Arena. One of the longest home winning streaks in all of college basketball. And I'm going to look that up right now. Let's see here. It does say that a win today would equal the best 25-game record in program history. That would match the 1983-84 team at 20-5. And the 17-game home winning streak is third best right now in Division I.
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable when you consider some of the teams that we're ahead of.
Morehead State also looking for its fourth consecutive 20-win campaign. And that would be the first time in the history of the program that's happened.
Yeah.
EIU dressed in black traveling uniforms, white letters, white numbers, a bit of blue trim and white trim. Morehead State, the home whites, royal blue numbers and letters and gold and blue trim. Deontay Miles in the center circle against Bo Lease. MSU will be traveling left to right on your radio dial as we open things up from LSD Johnson Arena. And the ball in the air, opening tap control by MSU Minix. Hands it right to his left to Thelwell. Comes down the middle across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Heads down the right arc. Back out. Straight away, Miles. Alley-oops it down low toward the left block and Minix. He'll take it to his right. Put it up with one hand. It rolls off no good. Belize had the rebound. Good look. Just didn't fall.
Yeah, just didn't fall.
Tiger Booker the other way for EIU right to left. Floats down the right wing, back to his left, comes free throw line, now left to the lane, to the near side, kick out to Davis on the drive, splits to Eagles, puts up a scoop shot, missed it off the bottom of the iron, knockdown whistle foul, Morehead State. It will be Eddie Ricks, the guilty party, first foul of the game on either team.
Yeah, and I think Eddie got him with the body. It looked like a clean block, but he hit him with his body, so that'll send EIU to the line for a chance to get the first points of the game.
Davis at the line this year, no bargain, 59%. He'll have two line left. First one on the way, off the iron and good. Just leaked over the front of the iron. So it's 1-0 in favor of the Panthers. We've played only about 29 seconds. Davis squats down, right-hand toss on the next one, in and out, rebound. Minix taps it to Thomas, who hands it to Thelwell. Thelwell down central, across the line, works on Booker, their man-to-man. Skips it down the right arc to Ricks. Ricks, one bounce, back out, Miles. Far side coming up the arc for it, Thelwell. Delwell with 14 to shoot. Farside Thomas goes to the corner, rolls it back out to the left hash, and Thelwell with 8 to shoot. Rue resets the offense. 6 to shoot. Far corner Thomas down the baseline. 4 to shoot. Left of the lane. There's Miles from 7. He hits.
And that was just a really good pass there from Thomas to Miles for the field goal. Give Morehead State the 2-1 lead.
Booker just clears the line to our left into Thelwell. High left coming out lures. Minix, his defender. He'll turn right, come between the circles, lost the dribble, picks it up at the logo. High left, or high right, rather, Belize right behind him. Lures takes it back. Far side. Driving the baseline is Sawyer. Sawyer cut off at the baseline by Miles. Got it back out to Davis. Spin move on Ricks. Right of the lane, fades and fires from 12. Back of the rim, no, as the shot clock ran out. Thomas the board for Morehead State. Right sideline to Thelwell. Thelwell to the offensive end. Dancing at the right wing. Turns left off the screen from Miles. Toward the right corner, wide open Ricks. Fakes coming down the baseline, cut off by Sawyer, and back out to Thomas. Wide left, Thelwell. 11 to shoot. Thelwell toward the left arc, straight away. Minix, 9 to shoot. He'll drive in toward the left elbow, down to the block. Double team, fades, fires off the glass, off the rim, no. Fighting for the offensive rebound, Miles. And he couldn't hang on to it, lost it out of bounds. Yeah. And they'll give it to EIU.
Yeah, he just couldn't corral it. Minix taking the shot off the glass. He was actually triple teamed when he took that.
Booker the other way. 2-1, Morehead State. Left wing Sawyer on Thomas. Straight away, Belize, high right, popping out for it. Booker. Booker on Thelwell. Skips free throw line. Coming around, lures for the jumper there. Missed it. Tapped up by Ricks on the rebound. They battle for it. EIU comes up with it. Belize, baseline right. Out to Sawyer. Straight away, lures. Near side, Booker. 16 on the shot clock. Driving by Thomas. Got to the goal. He'll scoop. Miss. Tapped up by Lee, by Belize. That doesn't go down the drain. And this board to Morehead State's Riley Minix.
And EIU missing about 3 or 4 layups so far tonight.
Thelwell at the far side. Hands it at the sideline to Ricks coming back. Right back to Drew Thelwell. Free throw line. Miles. Down low.
Great
Minix.
Pass.
He splits two defenders. Tries to fake. Had his shot rejected as he tried to go up. Out of bounds to Morehead State. Baseline left.
Yeah, that was a great feed into Riley, but they collapsed on him really quick. So out of bounds to Morehead State.
2-1 early. Slow start for both teams offensively. Thomas inbounds, 13 to shoot. Out toward the left elbow, catching with one hand Miles. To Minix, high right to Ricks. Ricks feeds it back out to Thelwell. He'll be open from three-point land and knock it down. 5-1 Morehead State. Thelwell, a 36% shooter from outside the arc. He can do it from long range.
Yes, he can.
Booker works up top for EIU. 5-1 Morehead. He'll roll it off to Lures, right side. He's open from three-point land. Side of the iron, right of the lane. Rebound, Thelwell, MSU.
And the offensive woes continue for EIU.
They're now 0-4 from the field. Thelwell, high right. Back out front, Minix, left hash back for Thomas. Returns it to Minix or Rick straight away, around the right to Thelwell. Toward the free throw line, Miles throws it inside, knocked away. Rick's left corner has it, he'll try a three, in and out, no. Left block rebound, Davis for EIU. He'll do it himself across the timeline, turn left to the lane. Thomas cuts him off, he'll feed it back out to Sawyer, to the left arc, and Booker. 18 to shoot. He'll circle out front on Minix. He'll move in toward the free throw line. 17-footer, no. High in the air, left-hand rebound, pulled down by Thomas. Far sideline, Thelwell. 5-1 Morehead State. We've played over 4 minutes. Thelwell runs the right side, standing at the wing. He'll drive the angle. Got to the goal. Left baseline for the stump. Yeah. It's Minix.
And that was just a great drive and dish to Minix, who just stepped right in and slammed it.
Boy, he was wide open.
Oh, yeah, he was.
7-1 Morehead State. 15:30 to go in the first half. Booker on Thelwell. They work between the circles and left. EIU with the basketball. Booker high left. Turns right. Now Ricks picks him up. He'll try to drive on Miles. Baseline. The lures blocked by Minix. Taken on the hardwood by Thelwell. He'll look through traffic to the left side. And Ricks, he'll step into a three. Back of the rim, no. Free throw line rebound, Booker. They're 2-on-2 coming the other way. Booker, 1-on-3, drives left hand left. It'll circle the iron and go.
Yeah. And after missing their first 7 field goal attempts, Booker finally gets one to fall with a transition layup.
7-3, MSU. Thelwell on Booker. Back out front to Minix to his left. He'll drive the left wing out to Miles. High right, Thelwell to the cutting. Minix for another slammeroo.
And that's two straight plays where Riley Minix, arguably our biggest offensive weapon underneath, has just been unguarded.
9-3 Morehead State. Riley now at 4. Booker has it toward the left hash. Down the wing, lures for it. To Davis out front, right side Booker. Driving on Miles to the baseline, cut off toward the corner, and back out it goes to Davis at the wing. He'll drive left, put up the free throw line jumper and hit.
That was a nice looking pull-up jumper.
Kendall Davis with 3 to lead all scorers for EIU. 9-5, Morehead State. We've yet to have a media timeout as Thelwell comes offensive side for Morehead State down the left wing. Down low to Miles, tipped away and stolen by Lures. Down the floor to Booker, and he threw it away. Lures passed just a little too far for the speedy Booker to catch up to, and EIU turns it over, and that break will give us a break, too. Media timeout on the hardwood, 14-17 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 9, Eastern Illinois 5. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State on top over Eastern Illinois, 9-5, 14 minutes to go in the first half. We'll go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. EIU 2 of 9 from the field, nothing of 1 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the line. Morehead State 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from long range, and not shot a free throw, rebounding even at 6. Turnovers right now 1-1. And while we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Jerome Morton, the freshman from Winchester, guard, coming in for Morehead State. Also in there is backup post player, 6'9 graduate student from Houston, Zach Iyemi. Let's check Eastern Illinois. They've sent in 6'8 sophomore Sincere Malone into the lineup, along with 6'10 fifth-year senior Jerome Hanlon. Morehead State with the ball, 21 to shoot. Thelwell left wing, Thomas right to left out for it. Right elbow, Iyemi. Back behind him, Thelwell left to right for the basketball. The cutting Iyemi had it knocked right out of his hands. Davis with a steal up the far sideline. He races to the offensive end. Coast to coast, he drives, misses it, as it was partially tipped by Thomas on the deflection. And now we've got a foul inside on the rebound. And this will go to Iyemi, who turned it over, then fouled, and Morehead State with its second team foul, the first on Zach.
I think Drew's pass was actually intended for Morton, who was standing wide open for a three. Iyemi thought it was for him, who was cutting down the lane.
Jalen Gibson, who just came in, the 6'4 junior from Evanston, with a couple of free throws. He cans the first. Gibson averaging about 3 points a game, and at the line now for the year, he is 10 of 12, which is pretty good.
Yeah, doesn't get to the line much, but when he does, he converts, as he converts both of those.
So it's 9-7 Morehead State. The lead sinks to 2, first 2 of the game for Gibson. Morehead State offensive end out front, Thelwell, right to left to the far side, Morton on Davis, left elbow, Iyemi. Zach holding, looking right, back to his left, skips it off to Morton. He'll come baseline with 13 to shoot. Back out to the far hash and Thelwell. Jumping and catching over Booker. To the right corner, Thomas fakes, moves to his left. He'll shoot the three. Swish!
Nice shot there by Khalil.
He's really adept at taking that step to his left, getting his feet well set, getting his shoulders squared up, and hitting those long jumpers.
Right, and he's good at that step fake, like you said.
12-7 Morehead State. Now Thelwell is knocked down by an illegal screen between the circles at the other end by Jermaine Hamlin. That's like running into a brick wall. He's 6'10 and probably about 240 at least.
So there's illegal screens where guys just move a little bit or don't quite stop in time. He never made any attempt to stop. He just ran over him.
Changes for Morehead State. Let's set the Eagle lineup as you see Rick's out there, Miles, Morton, Thomas, and Thelwell after the changes. Thomas inbounds, far hash, backcourt. On the bounce to Thelwell. Double screen up top. Drew runs the right wing. Back out to Miles. Left hash out for it. Thomas. 20 to shoot. Rick's head of the key to the right. Morton. Right block. On the bounce to Miles. He'll fight his way in there. Turns around. His defender. Oh, and he missed the layup. Just couldn't finish. A nice move by Miles.
Yes, it really was. He couldn't finish that.
EIU with its first foul. A moment ago, Gibson controls at the free throw line on Miles with 19 to shoot. Panthers in the offensive end. Now Booker up top. Floats a pass to the right block in the baseline. Hamlin goes on the reverse layup, rolls it in. He took contact from two MSU players, and one of them would get a foul. And this one belongs to Morehead State's Deontay Miles. His first personal, third foul on Morehead.
Yeah, and Hamlin just did a great job getting position down there, and then, like, after the entry pass, finishing and getting the and one.
Hamlin at the line. 13 of 17, 76.5%. So he'll look for the end one here as he flips up the free throw with the left hand and makes it.
Eastern Illinois in it early.
12-10 the score. 12-14 to go until halftime. Thelwell up top. Ricks comes out to get the ball from him. Drives to the left hash, gives it to Thomas there, and back out front to Thelwell. Thelwell runs the right arc, turns to his left. 15 to shoot, keeps his dribble toward the left elbow. Near side, Morton. He'll try to drive with it, but he shuffled his feet as he took the pass and traveled, and Morehead State with a turnover, number three. And we have a media timeout. We'll step aside. 11:59 to go in this first half of play at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 12, Eastern Illinois 10. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, Morehead State with a two-point lead over Eastern Illinois, 12-10. The Eagles bidding for their seventh straight win. They're 19-5 on the year, 10-1 in the OVC, and looking for their fourth consecutive 20-win campaign. Would be the first time in Morehead State basketball history that that would occur, but they still have a long way to go before they can count on that happening. 11:59 to go still here in the first half.
Yeah, and as great as all that is, I guarantee you it's not on Preston or anybody's mind at all right now. They're just trying to win this particular game on this particular day.
Let's see. It's Malone, Booker, Davis, Hamlin, and Gibson for EIU.
Yeah.
Morehead State has yet to send its starting five out from the bench, or rather, it's five out from the bench area.
Right. Preston uses every second of every timeout, I'll say that. Riley Minix re-enters after getting his first break in about a week.
Let's see, it's Iaiemi, Minix, Thomas, Morton, and let's see, we need one more out there. I see four. Where's the other one? Ricks.
Yeah.
So Morton will slide over
Ricks
to play the point with Thelwell now on the bench for a break. Here comes Gibson the other way. Gibson, right to left of the near side, Booker. Booker turns right to the top of the key. Jump feed near side, Malone. He'll drive the angle and go back out to Gibson. He'll try to cut in there on Morton. Can't do it. Far side, Booker, and back out to Davis. 15 to shoot. Toward the left corner, Malone. He'll curl out to the right elbow. Turn, jump, shoot, hit. And we're tied at 12.
Yeah.
Malone's first bucket. He averages about 5 points a game.
That was a good-looking shot. They've had some good offensive possessions.
12-12. The score. Left hash, Thomas from Morton. He'll bounce toward the free throw line. Iaiemi, right block. Minix returns it to Iaiemi. He'll take it to the goal, lay it up at him.
And that was just great. Minix knew he was double-teamed, so he knew somebody was open. Iaiemi cut to the basket and got the layup.
Smart play by Zach seeing that.
Yeah.
And getting open for the layup. Morehead State back by two. 11:06 to go in the half. Hamlin looking at the left elbow. Back behind him, high right to Booker. Back to Hamlin, catches over Iaiemi. Tries to fight to the goal, lays it up high off the glass and in. He's a load inside.
Yeah, he is.
Zach was vertical, but just couldn't stop the bigger Hamlin. Morton on the run to the right elbow. Back behind him, Iaiemi. Outboard high left. Ricks turns right off the Iaiemi screen. Far side, Thomas. He'll drive the angle. Jump feed right side, Morton. Morton, head fake. Goes to the corner, then turns it back out front to Minix. Minix high left with nine to shoot. Between the circles, Morton. Morton taking it high left. Four to shoot, lost the handle, stolen by Malone, who led the OVC in steals. Ahead to Booker, he'll drive down, blocked from behind by Morton, but tapped up and in on the follow.
So,
and after, who got the basket? Was that Booker?
Yeah, I believe it was Booker. So after missing their first seven shot attempts, Eastern Illinois really heating up from the floor here.
They're up by two, 16-14 over MSU. Left hash, Thomas, to his right, head of the arc, Minix. Minix moves into the elbow, wide right. Ricks open for three, bangs it off the rim, no floor, rebound, rolling out of bounds at the right sideline. Give it back to the Panthers to go the other way as Drew Thelwell will check in for MSU, and out goes Thomas.
Yeah, so
16-14, EIU leads with 9:56 to go until halftime.
Yeah, and they've scored on their last four possessions, EIU has.
They're four of their last five from the field. Booker, left side to Malone. Bounce left, lock Hamlin. Double team. Trying to back down at Iaiemi. Turns to his left. Hooks off the glass, off the rim. Rebound inside the paint. Minix for Morehead State. Down the floor to the streaking Morton to the goal with a left hand layup. It's in. We're tied.
And EIU just did not get back. So Morton with the wide open transition layup. It was wide open. Nobody was back.
16-16 the score. Eastern Illinois offensive end to the left. Right hash Malone. Head of the arc, Hamlin. He'll play it down one time. Now pick it up, go to the right sideline, Malone. 10 to shoot. He'll drive the left angle. Put it up from five. Off the bottom of glass, no. Ricks had the rebound, knocked off the hardwood. Rolls ahead of his feet, and he picks it up. Goes to Minix over to Thelwell. Thelwell to the offensive end, trying to put Morehead State on top in this possession. Thelwell turns right off the horn screen, the double screen up top to the far side, Minix. Riley fakes. He'll drive the left angle. Got to the lane, turns to his left, fades five from seven off the glass, no. Iaiemi offensive rebound, put back, yes. Four for Zach, and Morehead stayed up 18-16.
Right, that was a great offensive rebound there by Iaiemi. And EIU getting into their offense, attacking this matchup from Morehead.
High right, Malone on Minix, 17 to shoot. Popping out free throw line, Davis on Ricks. He'll step in, step left, fire a 16-footer and can it.
That was well defended. He had a hand in his face, but he knocked it down anyway to tie the game.
Kendall Davis with seven, we're knotted at 18. 8:08 to play until halftime. Thelwell, far side, Morton. Your own looking in. Free throw line, Iaiemi. Right arc, Ricks. He'll turn left, turn right, go back out to Thelwell. 13 to shoot, far side Morton. Left elbow Minix, knocked away by Malone. He got it back, though. Minix plays it down, left of the lane, spin right. Here he comes with a five-footer, and roll and go.
That was a tough shot, but it went in.
6 points for Minix on the 360 shot.
Yeah.
20-18, Morehead State. 7:37 to go until the break. Booker inside the line on Thelwell. Turns left off the screen from Hamlin. He'll jump into a 15-footer. Rims off, no. Left block, rebound, and it's Ricks for Morehead State. Ricks to Thelwell. Thelwell across the timeline, left hash to Eddie Ricks, far side, Thelwell. Free throw line, Iaemi. Down low to Minix. It hit the bottom of the glass. He still got it baseline right. He'll back to the block, fight his way in there on Hamlin, try to go up and under. Fight up, wow, on layup, and somehow that thing went in.
Riley earned that one. It was well guarded.
He just muscled his way to the hole and got 2 points, and now we've got a timeout taken with Morehead State up 22-18. And with 6:56 to go in the half, this may be a pull.
Yeah, I believe it is. Marty Simmons probably going to make a defensive adjustment because of Riley Minix.
And it is indeed a full timeout, so we'll step aside. Your score was 6:56 to go in the first half here at LSD Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home leads Eastern Illinois 22-18. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Line-X of Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
22-18, Morehead State leads Eastern Illinois with 6:56 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck, he's Drew, and let's go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. EIU, 7 of 20 from the field, 35%. They've only tried 1-3, missed it, 4 of 5 at the line. Morehead State shooting almost 59% at 10 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 5 from three-point land. The Eagles have yet to try a free throw. Rebounding, 11-10 EIU, turnovers, 4-2 Morehead State. Top score for MSU, Riley Minix with 8. Kendall Davis leads EIU with 7. 24 to shoot. Davis will inbound, left sideline forecourt for the Panthers. Corey Sawyer has returned for EIU. Booker has it out front on Thelwell, 20 on the shot clock. Right hash coming back, Sincere Malone to Sawyer, driving the left wing. Bounce baseline. They got it inside to Belise from Davis. Ball knocked away out of Belise's hands. Out of bounds with 13 to shoot. And the Panthers will keep it baseline right.
That was just really
good defense.
Yeah, it was really good defense, but EIU ball again, unfortunately.
Davis will put the ball in again. Minix in his face, right corner Sawyer, 12 to shoot. Sawyer plays it down, circles to his left to the lane, turns to his right. All over him, Thomas, back out behind him, Booker, 4 to shoot. Booker works off the screen from Belise. He'll fade into a 19-foot jumper, no. Left of the lane, the rebound kicks away. The Morehead State through Thelwell, down the floor to Miles. Miles to the goal, a layup won't go, but he was fouled by Belise. He'll get 2 free throws.
Yeah, and that's not the first time Morehead State's beaten EIU down the court.
Oh, they're going to call this one on Sincere Malone.
Yeah.
His first, only the second on Eastern Illinois. Line right, Deontay Miles with a field goal and 2 points, his first trip to the stripe. Deontay, 1 of 3 at the line in Morehead State's last game against
was.
Wait a minute, I'm waiting. A free throw by Miles is good. That last game, of course, against SIU Edwardsville.
Right.
And he went 1 of 3 in that contest. Now he's 1 of 1 today. He's 56% at the stripe for the season. The big lefty at the line for the second one. Really a nice touch, but it bounces out no good. Soft touch by the big man. But it doesn't go in.
Yeah.
23-18, Moorhead by 5. Booker left of the emblem to the offensive end on Fellwell. High right, Belize holds on Miles. Coming out for it, Sawyer driving the right angle into Miles to the baseline. The 5-footer side of the rim, no. Ricks taps the rebound into the air, free throw line. Pulled down by Fellwell. Fellwell at the left sideline clears the timeline. 25 and a shot timer. As he leaves it at the left hash for Ricks, who clears it back to his right, and Minix. Feeds it high left, Miles. To Thomas behind him. He'll drive the left wing straight away. Minix, he'll shoot the three. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound, kicks left of the lane near the free throw line to Booker for EIU. Booker runs to the offensive end. Moves in on Fellwell. Far side, Sawyer. He'll drive the angle. Take it to the goal. Stripped away by Minix. He got it back, though. Baseline left. Throws it out.
Yeah.
I got the ball.
Chuck getting the play here.
And the ball goes out of bounds to EIU with 17 to shoot. The pass intended for Booker tipped out of bounds by Fellwell.
I hope that shows up on the scoreboard.
Yeah. It doesn't count as a steal because I can't take the ball home with
right.
Me. Booker out front, dancing high left. Near side, Malone, 11 to shoot. He'll curl out front, go to the right hash, and Booker with 8 to shoot. Booker coming left toward the top of the key. On Fellwell, driving on Drew to the baseline. Puts up the running one-hander, off the glass, off the rim, no. Miles, the big two-hand rebound, took it away from Malone and got it to Fellwell.
Good defensing and a good rebound by Miles.
Fellwell to the offensive end at the right wing. Drives the angle, far corner, tried to get it to Thomas, but stolen away by Davis. Davis doing himself to the offensive end, now fronted by Thomas to the right of the lane. Sawyer up top straight away, open for three. He'll shoot and connect. Corey Sawyer with his first points, only a 31% three-point shooter, and that's the first triple of the ball game for EIU.
Yeah, they're not
just two tries.
They're not a good outside shooting team at all, but they nailed that one.
23-21, Moorhead State by 2 in the offensive end. Minix left elbow, Miles, 17 on the shot clock. A bounce, far side, back forth, Fellwell. Back down the left wing, Minix, 10 to shoot. Minix plays it down. He'll take it to the paint, 5 to shoot, turns right, Bates fires from 7, swish!
Wow.
Riley Minix now with 10. All but one game this year, he's been in double figures in terms of scoring for Moorhead State. MSU up by 4, 25-21. 4:13 to go in the half. Booker clears it near side. Sawyer open again from three-point land. This time it spins off, no good. Left baseline, Thomas clears off the board for MSU and goes to Fellwell. Fellwell jogs it across the line. Left hash, Ricks out for it. Fires it back to his right between the circles. Minix. Riley drives right. Looks for help as he picks up the dribble. Bounce right wing to Fellwell. He'll cut left top of the key. Baseline cutting down low. Minix puts up the layup off the glass with two hands and in. Count it. He took contact at the foul. He'll get a free throw.
Yeah. And again, just
that foul's on Belize.
Yeah, Riley Minix creating that shot basically all on his own.
And Minix now with 12. That's team foul number 3 on EIU. Belize with his first personal. We have a media timeout. 3:45 left to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State up 27-21 over Eastern Illinois. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hint Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. The value pack of Our Family Bone-In Split Chicken Breast is just $1.99 a pound. Our Family Canned Corn, Green Beans, and Peas are specially priced for only 89 cents a can. And Jack's Original 15-ounce Pizza are just $3. The best grocery values are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find,
The best place to get a quick loan. The best place to buy or sell a firearm. The best place to buy jewelry. The lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear. The place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
27-26, Moorhead State by 6 over EIU with 3:45 to go in the first half. Moorhead State matching its biggest lead of the game at 6. It's been kind of a strange game, Drew. There's not been a lot of flow in some ways. It's been kind of, I want to say, a slowly paced defensive contest. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot in the half court. We have seen some transition buckets, especially from Moorhead State with EIU not getting back. But most teams relying on their half-court offense and defense, not a lot of pressure. And as you say, I mean, if there is a flow, it's a slow one.
Minix, Iaemi, Morton, Thomas, and Thelwell for Moorhead State. Sawyer, Booker, now for the first time, Lazar Gerbovich, a 6'8 redshirt sophomore from Serbia, along with Lures and Davis for EIU. Minix trying to complete the three-point play, missed the free throw. Third in the OVC and free throws at 86.5%, but he missed that one. So the lead remains at 6 as Booker comes across the line. Bounce to Sawyer, driving out Morton to the goal. Blocked by Iaemi as he got there. Thomas pulls it off the hardwood for Moorhead State. He'll hustle to the offensive end, spin by Booker. Cross court left side, Thelwell. He'll drive the angle of the paint, stop, and jump, and what are we going to call? They're going to call a charge on.
Yeah, they're going to say
Thelwell.
That Thelwell extended his arm there. I think he did, but it was one that I thought he was going to get away with, but they whistled it.
Drew Thelwell ranks first in the nation coming into this game with only 14 fouls. Yeah. For every 57 minutes he plays, he picks up a personal. Well, he picks up one there.
Yeah.
For MSU. Team foul number 4. EIU offensive end Booker clears it to the right side to Lures. A bouncing back out to Sawyer up top. Toward the left corner, Booker fakes over Thelwell. Cuts right, turns left. Can't get in there. 8 to shoot. Now circles right, free throw line, far side. Davis open for a triple. Bangs it off the rim. No floor. Rebound rolls out top of the key. Picking up Booker with 1 to shoot. He knocks down an 18-footer.
Sometimes it's just bad luck. That shot was so bad that it missed the rim, so the shot clock didn't reset. Moorhead State was in position to get the rebound, but it didn't hit the rim.
27-23 MSU, you're right. Minix, top of the arc, left corner Thomas, down the baseline to the cutting Iaemi. Left angle, puts it up from short range. Missed the shot, but he drew the foul. He'll get a couple of freebies.
So Moorhead State not able to widen their lead very much. Every time it feels like that they're about to blow it open, EIU makes a big play.
Fourth team foul on EIU, and that personal belongs to Gerbovich. Iaemi, line right for 2. He's 42.5% at the line. First one up, and that looked really good.
That
and the result was really good because
It
goes in. He's got 5 points in the game.
He's up from what? I mean, he was in the 30s a few weeks ago, so his free throw shooting is getting better.
Circles that ball around his back and brings it back around his left hip and out front, shoots and misses the second free throw.
That had good rotation. It just didn't go in.
Rebound EIU. Here comes Booker the other way. Moorhead State, 28, EIU, 23. Lures to Sawyer coming out. He works straight away. Sawyer driving to the right of the lane. Stop and pop for 15. He connects.
And he's hit a few of those just pull-up jumpers.
5 points for Sawyer, 28-25. Panthers won't go away. Moorhead by 3. 2:18 to play until halftime. Iaemi, left hash, back forward. Thomas on Lures. Picks up the dribble. Rolls it, head of the key to Thelwell. Right block. Minix, he'll back his way in there on Gerbovich. Turn, five-footer. Yes, count it, and he's fouled.
And Minix has just scored at will in the paint, and that's got to be frustrating for EIU. Doesn't seem like, you know, whatever they do, he's able to score.
So Minix has another three-point play opportunity. He missed the free throw on chance earlier. Now Miles and Rickson for Moorhead State. That's the fifth foul on EIU, and let's see who got the personal. It was Gerbovich again, his second.
Yeah. You mentioned just the fifth foul, but I think three of them have been and ones for Minix.
Moorhead by 5. Minix with a free throw on the way with a right hand, and it's right down the middle and good. Riley with 15 here in the first half. He's averaging over 23 points a game over his last 7 contests.
Yeah.
Booker down central across the timeline on Thelwell. Left arc Sawyer on Ricks. Moorhead man-to-man. He'll turn right, come free throw line. Ricks hangs with him. Back out front to Davis. Davis tries to roll it inside to Hamlin, who is being held by Miles, who picks up his second personal foul. And the fifth on MSU.
That fell between being well-defended and overly defended. So
he'll come out. Iaemi comes back in. He's got zero fouls.
Right.
1:50 to go in the half. 20 to shoot. Booker baseline left inbound. Outside the left block, Hamlin. Left corner, Booker. He comes to his right. Stop, jump, shoot from 15. No rebound in the lane. Minix Moorhead stayed up the left sideline. Thelwell. Drew gets across the timeline and waits for the cavalry to come. High right to Minix. He'll fake, drive in free throw line, left of the lane to the block. And back out he goes behind him. Thelwell. 17 to shoot, 1:28 to play in the half. Thelwell at the left wing, drives in, left corner Ricks. Back to Thelwell along the side. Thelwell turns right, comes out front. Takes it left of the lane to the block for the baseline to the goal. And a scoop and score! Drew Thelwell with five.
Wow. This doesn't show up in the scorecard, but like Riley Minix set a heck of a screen there to bust Thelwell open.
Moorhead State by eight. Biggest lead of the ball game for the blue and gold, 33-25. In favor of the Eagles with a minute to go until halftime. Booker out front, runs into Thomas, comes near side, lures, he'll catch, turn right, no shot, fakes once, twice, then spins it out, partially tipped. Booker has it, left of the logo, though, for EIU. 10 on the shot clock, Booker on Ricks, tries to take it in on Iaemi, gets the hole, has it knocked away, saved in by Ricks, oh no, not saved in by Ricks, had that right foot just on the baseline, so with 44.9 seconds to go in the half and four to shoot.
Moorhead
EIU
never
gets it back.
I was going to say Moorhead never had possession. The shot clock had reset. Now they're going to check to see if it should or should not. I don't think it should. That was not a possession.
No, it was a loose ball.
Yes.
Well, we'll see what they call. As we have a timeout, and we'll talk about that women's game during this little break in the action. 105 to 103 in triple overtime.
Yeah.
And Eastern Illinois beats MSU's women. Boy, what a thriller it was.
It really was, and you kind of hate for the women that they weren't able to pull that out, but they've just had a great season. When you look at how improved they are from this year to last year and certainly the year before, the job Kayla Petrie's done. And again, that team just battled and battled and battled. And I know that it kind of stings right now, but it might be one of those things that that kind of, you know, brings them together. Because, I mean, they did so many things right. They had so many chances. They probably feel like they should have won. But hopefully they're still feeling pretty good about themselves and pretty confident moving forward.
They are still 7-5 in the OVC, 12-11 overall. So they're in a good spot.
Yeah, they really are. And the OVC women's standings are very logjam. So every game has a very pivotal feel for it.
And continue to look at the monitor, giving us a chance to take a look at some of the other scores from around the OVC. As we talked about, UT Martin won at Western Illinois 62-59.
Yeah.
Tennessee State, a little less than midway through the first half, on top at Southeast Missouri 27-15. And Lindenwood and Tennessee Tech in St. Louis tied at 23 at the half.
Yeah, low-scoring affair in St. Louis. They're taking a long time to review this. I almost wonder if they're looking at something else. It was pretty obvious. Reruns of Andy Griffith. It was pretty obvious to me that there was no change of possession. I just assumed that that was what they were looking at. And let's see what they call here. And they're putting 6 seconds on.
Nobody had possession, so they've just added 2 seconds to the shot clock, and I believe that. And the game clock for the first half showing 46.5 seconds. EIU will get the possession baseline left with, again, 6 on the timer.
Yeah. And I guess they were looking at, they were able to determine that it wasn't a change of possession. They just wanted to make sure they got the clock right.
Sawyer to put it in for EIU with Minix right there doing jumping jacks in his face, and now I think Thomas is holding Lures for a foul. That's the call. First on Khalil for Moorhead State, number 6. The Eagles did have a shot to give. They took 1 second off the shot clock.
Now, the clock should reset. They did call a foul, which should reset the shot clock to 20.
Yeah, that's what one official is saying right now.
We've
That's the problem with that foul.
Yes.
Sawyer, baseline left again with Minix right there. Nose to nose. Bounce down low, baseline right. Lures, gets Thomas in the air, lays it home. Then Thomas comes down on him for another foul, his second in just a few seconds. And Lures will get the basket. Now a free throw, his first points of the game. And Lures at the line this year hasn't had many chances, but he is 10 of 10.
Yeah, and that cuts it to 6 with a chance for them to cut it to 5. It also, for at least the last 44 seconds, puts Eastern Illinois in 1 in the bonus.
Yep, that's the 7th foul on Morehead State. Lures a free throw up and in. Lures averages 6 points a game. 33-28 MSU. 42 seconds to go until the half, about 13 less on the shot clock as Thelwell comes across the timeline left to right. Booker gives him space. Drew calling the play as they spread the floor, talking about MSU. Thelwell, 15 to shoot, 28 to go in the half. Works out front on the dribble. Takes it left wing, left angle drive. Got to the block, spins it out straight away. Minix for three. In and out, no. Ricks taps the rebound out between the circles to Thomas. Back to the line, and Minix and MSU resets. 13 seconds to play in the half. 10 seconds now. Thelwell toward the left hash on Booker. He'll drive the angle. Near side, Ricks. Near corner, Thomas. Sets his feet. Three ball, yes!
Wow, and a great end of the half here for Morehead State.
And that is the end of the first half here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State finishes the first half like they did against SIU with a triple, and we'll head to the locker rooms. Your score at the break at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 36, Eastern Illinois 28. I'm Chuck Morales along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Eight, which is their biggest lead in the ball game. They've been up by 8 a couple of times. MSU 36, Eastern Illinois 28. Your thoughts, Drew Barnett?
Just a really good first half for Morehead State. I mean, it's hard to be disappointed. I'll give Eastern Illinois a little credit. It felt like every time Morehead had all of the momentum and were about to blow it open, they would make a big play or go on a little bit of a run to keep themselves in it. And offensively, I don't say this to be disparaging or insulting, they really do have one of the worst offenses in the country if you look at them statistically, but they've been able to find ways to score against us today.
Let's go ahead and look at all the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Eastern Illinois, the top scorer is Kendall Davis. He has 7. Corey Sawyer with 5. 5 more for Jermaine Hamlin, their big center, the transfer from Illinois. 4 points for Tiger Booker. Dan Lures with 3. 2 each, Sincere Malone and Jalen Gibson. EIU, 11 of 32 from the field, 34.4%, 1 of 4 outside the arc, 5 of 6 at the line. Rebounding even at 17, the Panthers with 7 offensive boards, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, 4 steals. They lead the OVC, by the way, in steals on the season. They now have 199 for the campaign. Came in averaging over 8 per contest. For Morehead State, the top scorer, game-high 15 points coming from Riley Minix. From there, it's down to Khalil Thomas with 6, 5 each for Drew Thelwell and Zach Iayemi. Deontay Miles with 3, 2 for Jerome Morton. Eddie Ricks played but didn't score. Morehead State 15 of 24 from the field, 62.5%, 3 of 8 outside the arc, 3 of 6 at the line. Again, rebounding even at 17. MSU with only 2 offensive boards to go along with 9 assists, 4 to Thelwell, 6 turnovers, 0 steals, 4 blocks, 2 by Morton. Your score at the half at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 36, Eastern Illinois 28. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Crystal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm happy to be here.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what is Today's Youth?
Today's Youth is a workforce development program. Our goal is to provide future employment for youth in our area so they can become productive citizens in our communities and have sustainable employment.
And these are young people who are out of high school. I think it's 17 to 24, right?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you identify these kids? How do you find out that they've fallen through the cracks after high school?
So our first step is usually to partner with local high schools to help identify participants that may have dropped out of school or have disabilities or other automatic qualifiers that make them eligible for our program. They also help us target seniors that will be pursuing high-demand careers that we have the potential to help fund.
Okay, and what does that funding look like? It's as I understand, many different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the first aspect, if they're pursuing one of our high-demand careers that are approved by our workforce development, then they can potentially receive up to $8,000 in funding over a 2-year period. Mm-hmm. So that breaks down to like $4,000 per semester. Mm-hmm. We also provide support services that include mileage reimbursement for driving back and forth to school, child care if they're parenting youth. We can also purchase supplies. So if they're in a welding program, for example, they can, we can help pay for their boots, welding helmet, jacket that's required for the program. Or, for example, if they're in a nursing program, we can help pay for stethoscopes, scrubs, non-slip shoes, all those things that are required that can be hard to purchase for a full-time student.
Yeah.
And our funding also helps pay for tuition and books if they have unmet needs in those areas.
And the other aspect of this is skills training, right? The skills that you need not to be a welder or a nurse, but to get the job and work in a work environment.
Absolutely. So we do that by providing paid work experiences. We partner with local businesses to help find mentorship, to place a participant so they can gain employable skills that could possibly lead to full-time employment in the future. We also offer workshops and activities to help build resume building, interview skills, other soft skills that are important on job sites as well, and labor market information, career counseling, things along that nature.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone's listening and they're interested in participating, whether that's somebody on campus or within the communities, it's a six-county service region, right?
Yes, that's correct. We serve Bath, Montgomery, Round, Fleming, Greenup, and Boyd.
And if anyone's listening, they want to participate in some way, are there opportunities for them to do that?
Absolutely. So we hire MSU students as work studies in our office. And then we would also like to potentially partner with students to help mentor participants, to help mm-hmm. with those workshops, such as the resume building and yeah. the interview skills.
Crystal, thank you so much for all this information.
You're welcome.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with my guest, Crystal Riddle, Director of Today's Youth at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Set for the second half at Johnson Marina. Morehead State by 8 as we move closer to the second 20 minutes of this contest. 36-28, they lead the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. Drew, your thoughts about what Morehead State needs to do in the second half to finish off this victory?
Well, one of the things, at least offensively, if they can't stop Riley Minix, keep giving it to him. You know, they've tried doubling down, but he's always been able to get position and get to the basket. And then defensively, really, we've been effective most of the time. You want to try and do something to make them stop getting so many, you know, those pull-up jumpers. just maybe play a little more tightly on defense.
Let's look at some of the other scores from around the OVC as we talked about. A big one today up in Macomb, Western Illinois at home on national TV, losing to UT Martin 62-59. Halftime score, Tennessee State on top at Southeast Missouri 38-29. Also at the half, well, not quite, just past the half now, Lindenwood and Tennessee Tech tied at 29. Once again here at Johnson Arena, Morehead State leads 36-28 over Eastern Illinois. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. We'll come back with our second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State 36, Eastern Illinois 28. Starting the second half, Booker, Sawyer, Davis, Hamlin, and Lures for EIU. And we expect the starting five for Morehead State to join them momentarily out on the hardwood. That would be Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, Miles, and Ricks.
Yeah, EIU ready to go. Morehead State still in the huddle. So
Lures will inbound midcourt near side to start the second stanza. EIU will have the ball.
And we've seen almost no pressure of any kind in this game from Morehead State. Pretty content to let EIU just run their half-court offense.
Talked about it. They're not a good shooting team. They're
right.
Ninth also in the league in three-point shooting at 31%. Mm-hmm. They do shoot free throws well.
Yes.
From the field, they're eighth coming into this contest at just about 42%.
And like you said, Chuck, like one of the things about pressure is that while it can create turnovers, it can also create fast breaks.
Booker down the middle on Thelwell. Tries to go high right. Tipped by Thelwell. Stolen by Minix. Right sideline midcourt Thomas. Right wing there, Thelwell. Pitches it out straight away to Minix. Back to the right side. Oh, he threw it into the Morehead State bench.
Yeah.
He was looking for Thelwell.
He was looking for
Drew
Thelwell.
Drew was kind of backing up, and Riley thought he was going to break down that sideline.
Yeah, Dom Lombardi was wide open, but
he probably would have hit the shot.
Yeah.
Booker, offensive end, left of the emblem for EIU. Juan Sawyer can't find him. Now Thomas checking Booker as he works high right. Thomas catches up. He'll drive the right wing, give it to Davis. He'll cut the angle to the paint. Right angle shot. Gets to the lane from 12 and cans it.
Again, it just seems like every time Morehead State's about to blow it open, EIU doesn't go away.
Davis with nine. Ricks right side. Offensive end for Morehead State. A bounce, and he puts it out to Thomas on the hop. Back to the right side, and Ricks. He'll drive the right angle. To the hole, to the left baseline. Missed the layup. Follow-up try by Miles. Blocked away.
Yeah.
But he's fouled. He'll get two free throws, and that foul goes on Davis, his first personal.
Yeah. So, again, Morehead State having no trouble getting to the basket there and getting back to the line.
Deontay Miles with 3 points in the game. At the line, he's one of two. His team up by six, 36-30 as he stands line left. Miles, 7 feet even, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, a Xavier transfer. Miles with the first one up the line, drive, banks it,
in. It looked good because it went in, but good Lord.
Right in the center of that square on the glass backboard. And, it's not about style points,
it's about actual points,
and he got one there. Miles with the second one, softer touch, and the same result, he makes it.
Yeah, and I believe he's three or four from the line tonight.
Yes, sir, he is.
Yeah.
5 points for Deontay. 38-30, Morehead State returns to the eight-point lead. Booker line across the line to the right side. Free throw line, coming Davis for the basketball. Shoots it over Minix from 15. In the paint, the board, Thomas, Morehead State to Thelwell. Thelwell across the timeline, works between the circles on Booker, EIU man-to-man. He'll head law high left, wide right. Minix, far sideline, Thomas. A bounce and back out to Ricks. Near wing, Thelwell. Free throw line, Miles. 10 to shoot, right side, Thomas. Curls off the screen to his left by Miles. High right, back to Ricks. Three ball, got it.
And that'll give Morehead State their first double-digit lead of the game, 41-30.
And Ricks with his first points, 41-30 MSU. Hoping that he would get some points here in the second half, get going. Booker out front, driving to the right wing on Thelwell. Free throw line, open Lures. He'll catch, shoot, and hit. Wow. Lures with five. He was wide open.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he like Morehead State just didn't switch off the screen, and he was wide open from the free throw line.
41-32 Morehead. Curling, Thelwell comes down to the goal, scoop, misses.
I don't know how
rebound,
he missed
Booker,
that.
And it goes out of bounds. I think Booker took it out of bounds, and Thelwell, in a seated position across the baseline, wondered why there wasn't a foul. And I think they are. Nope, they're not going to give it to Morehead State. They're going to give it back to EIU. Apparently, the ball was already across the line when Booker touched it.
Yeah, I guess so. I must have missed something. Both Thelwell and Preston upset. It looked to me like he just missed the layup, but I guess he may have been fouled.
41-32 MSU, EIU basketball. Booker to the right hash, leave it there. Lures, he'll come left between the circles. Popping out high left, Sawyer for the basketball on Thomas. Turns right off a screen from Hamlin. Driving on Miles, he'll scoop it up. It'll hit the glass, circle, and go.
And EIU, the lead back down to seven. And it looks like Thomas is a little bit shaken up. He went through a hard screen. It was a clean screen. I don't want to imply that it wasn't, but it was a hard one.
Corey Sawyer now owns 7 points in the game, 41-34. Morehead State with a seven-point lead. Coming right to left, 94 feet. Thomas drops it into Thelwell. Drew will walk it down. They'll pick up the pace as he gets across the timeline. Bounce left elbow, Minix. Minix holding, knocked out of his hands, picked off by Lures. It was Davis who got a piece of it. Now in midcourt, Lures has to get away from Thomas, back to the line, and Sawyer. He'll go left hash, leave it there, Booker. Booker turns right, top of the key, bounce inside, knocked away from him to Thelwell. Now Booker got the basketball back and drove around Thelwell, and Drew Thelwell picks up, amazingly, his second personal of the game, and the first of the half on Morehead State.
Yeah.
Not a shooting situation. They'll give a fresh 20 on the shot clock to EIU. Right sideline inbound, offensive end Sawyer. Sawyer between the circles, Booker. Jogs left, Thelwell fronts it. And now something away from the ball.
Yeah.
I think it may have been Miles hooked up with Hamlin. Or was it Thomas? It was Thomas with his third.
And
Thomas second on MSU. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but yeah, they called it on Thomas. It looked like they just kind of got tangled up. But as you said, it was way away from the play.
20 on the shot timer. Baseline right inbounding. Sawyer near corner. Hamlin. Hamlin holding, looking. He didn't want to put it down. Back behind him up the sideline. Sawyer forward. He'll circle out front. Move in free throw line. Back up near side. Lures. Lures coming left toward the free throw line. Now wide left, high right to Sawyer. Alley-oop down low, Hamlin. Knocked away, bobbles it, somehow got it back, turns, fades, hooks, and scores.
And the lead back down to five.
Hamlin with seven. 41-36. It had been 11 moments ago for MSU. Thelwell across the line. Skips it down the left arc, Morton. Morton, free throw line, Miles. A bounce, right wing, Ricks. Ricks holding, looking on Lures. Right block extended, Minix. 12 to shoot, he's on Davis. 10 to shoot. Riley plays it down. Davis, with too much hand checking, picks up his second personal foul and the second on the Panthers in the half, and that takes us to immediate timeout. 16-17 to go in the ball game here at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 41, Eastern Illinois 36. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5.
Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
seventeen seconds to go in this game. EIU still hanging around at Morehead State. The Eagles up by only 5, 41-36. They've turned it over 8 times. EIU has only given it away 3 times. And when you look at rebounding in this game, the Panthers just one behind MSU at 19-18. But here's a big stat. They've got 7 offensive boards. Morehead State only 3.
Right. So it's kind of surprising to see them have the advantage on the offensive glass. The lack of turnovers is impressive. It's helped keep them in. But, again, Morehead State opting to not apply a lot of pressure in this game for several reasons, probably. One, just the limited number of players available. And, two, like normally, EIU struggles offensively anyway.
20 on the shot timer. Minix inbounds. High right. And the offensive end fell well. Near side, Ricks. Ricks, free throw line, Iaiemi. Right wing, Morton. Holding, looking. 10 to shoot. Iaiemi to the right sideline. Fellwell, 5 to shoot. Drew on the drive. Dump to Iaiemi. He'll take it to the goal, but before he could get there to try a shot, he's fouled.
Yeah, Drew had what looked like it would have been a good shot. It's just that he opted to make the extra pass. So.
Second foul on Hamlin for EIU and for the Panthers, number 3. Reset the shot clock at 20. Morton inbounds right corner. Minix, right elbow, Iaiemi. High left, Ricks. Far side, Morton. He'll fake the long shot. Right corner. Fellwell open from three-point land. Bangs it off the side of the rim. No. Right block rebound. Cleared away by Davis for EIU. Good look. Just didn't put it down. Yeah. Davis on the drive coast to coast. Drive, scoop, scores.
And you don't see that happen often. You don't see EIU do it very often, and you don't see it happen to Morehead State. Just a coast-to-coast transition layup off of a rebound.
11 for Davis. Fellwell up top. Iaiemi. Near side, Ricks at the arc. Morehead up only 41-38. Morton at the right wing, right block, Iaiemi on Hamlin. He'll try to pound his way in there, turn right, try to go up and under, tries the shot, missed everything but drew a foul. I think it's Hamlin again.
Yeah, so Iaiemi will have 2 free throws.
Third foul on Hamlin.
And these are big. EIU in the midst of an 8-0 run after it looked like Morehead State had sort of gotten control of the game. Now the lead is down to 3.
Morehead State on a scoring drought of 3 minutes, 3 seconds.
Yeah. Iaiemi at the line with a chance to end that, but free throws, he does a lot of things well. This maybe not one of the better things he does.
He's 1 of 2 at the line, 5 points in the game. First free throw up, back of the rim, front of the rim, and in.
Yes.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Zach with 6.
They count 1 if they go in.
Police back in, Hamlin out for EIU. Morehead by 4. Iaiemi with another free throw, circles it around his back and brings it about waist high, squats down, shoots, rolls off, no good. Oh, Minix had the rebound, knocked away by Bolise, but they'll say it last touch Riley, so yeah. Give the basketball to the Panthers.
It was almost an offensive rebound off the missed free throw. So
here comes Booker unopposed. Morehead State peels off and will defend inside the timeline, man-to-man. Booker, high left, Bolise. They sag off him, back behind him, left to right, Sawyer. He'll circle around on Morton to the right elbow. Jump, shoot from there, and connect.
And again, another pull-up jumper. They've been hitting those today.
42-40, Morehead State's lead at 2. Sawyer now with 9 points. MSU offensive end, left wing Fellwell. Drives to the corner, kicks it back out. Morton fires it to the right. Ricks out for it. Minix down low. Iaiemi, reverse layup, half the glass of in.
And a big basket for Morehead State there.
Zach with 8, and now the Eagle lead pushed back out to 4. 14:30 to play. Booker up top, works the dribble with the left hand on Thelwell. Clears it to his right, Bolise. He'll drive the left wing, hand it to Sawyer at the arc. Sawyer circles around the screen by Bolise, got to the lane, puts up a five-footer, blocked by Iaemi. Ricks has it, knocked to the floor. And he had a pass down the floor to Thelwell. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Ricks. That should have been a foul.
Yeah, it looked to me like it was just a foul and a fast break. He did leave his feet. But there was a lot of contact.
Yeah.
And EIU gets the ball back after another Morehead State turnover.
20 on the shot, timer, right hash inbound. Sawyer out to the line in the logo, and Booker. Booker to the right side, stolen by Minix. Minix, left wing drive, one-on-one with Sawyer. Euro step to the goal, layup counted. 17 for Riley. The lead returns to 6 for Morehead State as they back up on defense. 13:56 to go. Booker inside the line. Works high right, wide left to Davis. He's open. He'll fire a three ball. Back of the rim, no. In the paint, the board, Thelwell. Here comes MSU. Thelwell right to left unguarded. Clears the timeline. Met between the circles by Booker. Fires it left arc, Ricks. Ricks holding, looking. Down low, Minix tapped away out of bounds by Bolise.
And Morehead State will keep it. 17 seconds on the shot clock when we come back.
And Thomas checking in for Morehead during the break. 13:35 to go in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 46, Eastern Illinois 40. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowland and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is a helpful place.
Morehead State by 6 over Eastern Illinois, 46-40 with 13:35 remaining at Johnson Arena. It's at the top of the hour, so let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State trying to win its seventh straight, and its seventh straight in the series with EIU on top 46-40. Morehead will have the ball 17 to shoot. Baseline left, Morton. EIU on the Eagle inbound. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. EIU not making it easy.
No. Freshman from Winchester looks in. Baseline left, Minix outside the block. Left elbow, Iaemi. The Minix coming around behind him. Right sideline, Thomas, head of the key, Thelwell, wide open for three. Back of the rim, no. Morton pushed on the rebound by Lures, who took it near the top of the key. He just shoved him out of the way and took it.
Yeah, and I love that shot. That was a great play that was drawn up out of the timeout. It was just didn't go in.
Booker dancing wide left on Morton. Turns right, comes to the lane on Iaemi. Kick out near side, Lures. He'll fake, go right corner, Booker. He tries to get a man in the air. Iaemi, who doesn't do it, he'll get to the goal, go up, and I'm there blocked by Iaemi. Picked off by Thelwell. Morehead State with a possible 4-on-2. Near side, Minix. In the corner, Morton at the near side. Morton, a couple of bounces. He'll slow it down and go back out to Drew Thelwell. Thelwell between the circles. Gets by Booker. Got to the free throw line to the lane. Baseline right. Iaemi fakes, lays it up. In and out, no. Off the glass, and he's fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah. So EA aiming to the line for two. A great sequence for him. Tremendous defense on the other end of the floor, Chuck. He didn't leave his feet, even though they tried to draw him, and then he made a great defensive block, which created the turnover, and now he goes to the line.
Rodolfo Belis with his second personal foul for EIU, the fifth team foul. That was with 12:42 remaining. And EAME line left for a couple. Zach's had 8 points in this ballgame. Good day for him. He's 2 of 4 at the line.
Real good.
And the free throw up. It'll roll and go. Attaboy.
Yeah. 3 of 5 from the line, which for him is great.
Belis out. Hamlin. The EIU big guy returns. Looks like a skyscraper.
Yeah.
A human eclipse. EIME with a second free throw. Nothing but net.
All right.
As Zach's found the range.
Yeah.
48-40, Morehead by 8. EIME with 10. Season high was 11. Booker out front works the dribble, and now a collision as Hamlin and Morton go down to the far side.
They're going to get Morton?
And Morton with his first personal.
So EIU has been setting a lot of screens, and they've started on the last few possessions, Chuck, to set off-ball screens. And what they've done is created fouls away from the ball against Morehead.
Morehead stayed with 3 team fouls. Yeah, I saw that. You're right. Booker out front after the inbound with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. He'll drive the right arc. Standing dribble now on Thelwell. Dances back to his left, top of the key, far side Davis. Driving baseline on Riley Minix. Up and under he goes on the reverse layup and scores. He's got 13. Thelwell jogs it down with a left-hand dribble. Gets him across the line. Leaves it out front for Minix. Right hash Morton coming back for it. 20 to shoot. Wide left, Minix. He'll take it to the lane. To the left block, double team there. Clears it out straight away. Morton, right side, Thomas. Right block extended, Miles. 12 on the timer. To try to back down Hamlin. 9 to shoot. He'll take it to the hole. Hook it and score it.
And a nice job there by Miles.
And he's got 8.
As the two big guys really going at it there.
50-42, Morehead State. Eagles back up on defense into the man-to-man. Booker out front, working the dribble, gets the play from head coach Marty Simmons. Now retreats toward the logo and the timeline. 15 to shoot. Hamlin out between the circles, takes the basketball. Looking inside, far side, has a man open. Davis for 3, no. Left block rebound, Miles leaps above Thomas to take it away from his teammate.
As long as one of them got it.
Yeah. Thelwell offensive end, sets up the offense with the dribble, heads high left. Works it back to his right, top of the key in Minix.
Wow.
Knocked away by Davis, who has the steal. And did they call a foul on Davis?
No, they called a foul on Minix. Riley, which
prevented the breakaway layup.
Yeah, so not a bad foul and not in a whole lot of foul trouble here. Miles calling for the ball on offense after the big play he made on the previous possession. Really wanting the ball. I wish they'd have gotten it to him.
Minix with only his first personal. Morehead State with 4 as a team. Left hash offensive and inbound. Corey Sawyer and Eastern Illinois between the circles coming out for Booker. Booker trying to move in on Thelwell. Stops at the elbow far side toward the left hash. Sawyer up the sideline on the catch on Morton. Turns right, comes free throw line, backs up, spinning, looking to the right side in the arc. And Davis, he'll circle left, come left to the lane, turn to his right, put up the 14-footer and hit it.
So a lot of these pull-up jumpers, and that a pull-up spin-around jumper, have been going in for Eastern Illinois.
He's got 15, talking about Davis. 50-44 Morehead. Out front, Ricks on Davis. Toward the left elbow, Miles. Hamlin gives him space. Near wing, Thelwell. Sets his feet, shoots a 3, in and out, no. Rebound, Hamlin. Took it from Miles and got it to Booker. Another good look for Drew, just
yeah,
to
really
hit.
Yeah, it really was.
Booker out front, working left of the lane. Now he'll turn, fire up a 16-footer, circles out of the iron, no good. Ricks the board for MSU, got it to Thelwell.
And Thelwell
let's get some points this trip.
Yeah, Thelwell will slow it down and walk it up.
22 to shoot, 10-14 to play. Thelwell between the circles against the EIU man-to-man, draws Booker, and now Ricks tried to take a pass near the near elbow.
Yeah.
And Davis fouled him from behind, and for Davis, number 3. And for the Panthers.
That'll be the 6th on the Panthers. So
right.
Morehead State in the bonus as of the next foul.
And we'll step aside because we've got a media timeout. 10:09 left to go in Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Eastern Illinois 50-44. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Moorhead State on top, 50-44 over Eastern Illinois with 10:09 to go. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. EIU 19-46 from the field, 41.3%, 1 of 6 outside the arc, 5 of 6 at the line. Moorhead State shooting almost 58%, 19-33 from the floor, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, 8 of 12 at the line. MSU in rebounding, 24-22. And in terms of turnovers, Moorhead State leads in that dubious category, 10-4. Which has helped keep EIU in this basketball game.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's kept them in it. Warren State, not too, you know, a little below their average from the outside, just 4 or 12 from deep, and they've missed a couple of good looks.
Morton will inbound after the EIU foul. Baseline left almost under the glass with a fresh 20 on the shot timer. Morton looking inside, goes left corner. Thomas had a screen, didn't use it, flips it back out to Fellwell. Fellwell between the circles to reset. 15 to shoot. Drew on the drive, left to the lane. Cut off and picks up his dribble at the wing. Far side cross court. Morton, 9 to shoot. Jerome on the drive, right angle to the baseline to the goal. Reverse layup, missed it. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Davis for EIU. They're 3-on-3. Davis coast to coast all the way down, partially blocked by Ricks. Davis got his own rebound, triple teamed inside. He'll dribble it back to the near side and work it out to Booker, left of the logo.
Able to get the rebound despite three Moorhead players under the basket.
Eighth offensive rebound for EIU. Moorhead crowd calling for defense. Booker moves in, left of the lane. At the elbow, jump shoot, rolls off the iron. No rebound, tap to Ricks inside the lane for MSU. And now it's to Fellwell. Fellwell jogs it across the line toward the left hash and down the near wing. Turns right, comes top of the key, far side, Morton.
And
Jerome. That's something that Jerome has got to learn not to do.
Yeah.
When he catches that pass, you've got to put it down before you move your feet. He'll come
right
out in favor of Riley Minix. We've seen him do that a few times here in recent games.
Yeah, and he's done that a couple times tonight.
11th Moorhead turnover. You got a 6-point lead, and every time you start to build that lead, you turn it back over.
That's how it's felt. Yeah, it's felt like that the whole game.
Booker the other way, down the near side, leaves it there for Sawyer, circling out to his left. High left, leaves it for Davis on Minix. Moorhead man-to-man. High right, Sawyer coming around to his left for a three ball. Off the glass, off the rim. No, Minix aboard inside the paint for Moorhead State. Got it to Fellwell. Fellwell across the line, surveys the defense. Works off the screen from Miles toward the left elbow. Right corner, open. Thomas, catch and shoot. Three, off the iron, no. Floor rebound. Khalil took it away. There was a man on the floor, Sawyer, who somehow he kind of did a pirouette move and got around Sawyer and didn't fall down. And Corey Sawyer with a personal foul, his first, and I think that's number 7 on EIU.
Yeah.
And Moorhead State goes into the bonus with 8:46 to go, and Khalil Thomas will have 1+1 line left.
Yeah.
How he didn't get undercut and fall down, I don't know. That
don't
was
know.
Great body control.
Right. I thought he did a good job avoiding him. And we wait here for a pause as Khalil needs to tie his shoes.
Thomas at the line this year is 86%. Free throw on the way. It'll rattle and go. And he hit his last 11, by the way. And
yeah.
Thomas with 7 points in the contest. Gibson comes in for Booker. Booker's been out there a long time today. and he'll get a rest. Thomas with his team up by 7. The second charity toss right down the middle it goes. Khalil with 8. Morehead State leads by that margin. 8:44 to play. Gibson through the logo. Angles toward the left hash. Back to his right, Hamlin. Near wing, Davis. He'll turn left, come left to the lane, to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Scoop right hand, baseline left, and score.
And they just drove and scored it. I mean, they just drove it out and laid it up.
17 for Davis. 8:25 to go. Morehead up by 6. Fellwell in the lane. Alley-oops it to Miles. He jumps too early, but he also took contact as he was trying to get to the ball. And another foul on EIU. This is Sawyer's second. And the 8th on the Panthers.
Yeah.
So Miles will be line left. This should be 2 shots.
It should be. It was an alley-oop. Miles went up to grab it and was
they're
grabbed
calling
on
one
the way
and one?
Up. They're calling that on the floor. That's amazing.
Well, okay. Play on. Miles with 7 points. Free throw up and a miss. Floor rebound right of the lane near the block. Picked off by Sawyer. Morehead State retreats on defense, leading by 6. Right wing Lures. Lures on Ricks. Wants Davis at the right block. He'll shoot over Minix off the angle from 7. Miss it. The board to Miles for Morehead State to Fellwell.
A really nice rebound there by Deontay Miles.
Fellwell looking for Ricks at the right hash. Eddie holds to the right corner. Minix on Davis, knocked away on the hardwood, stolen away by EIU.
Yeah, and Minix just lost the handle on it as it was knocked away.
12th Morehead turnover. Sawyer has it. Right wing drive on Minix. He'll take it, wrap it around baseline left and score the layup.
Yeah, and the last 2 field goals they've had have just been hard drives to the basket that they've laid up.
11 points for Sawyer. 52-48, Morehead State. Lead cut to 4, 7:28 to go. Fellwell bounces it right sideline. Ricks in the offensive end. Free throw line, Miles returns it to Minix. Right angle drive, reverse layup, got it!
And that was a big one to push the lead back to 6, and now they need another defensive stop.
Riley Minix, 19 points, 54-48 MSU. Gibson works the point, 3IU, leaves it out front for Hamlin. Left to right out for it, Sawyer, turning right, driving on Thomas to the goal. He'll scoop it up and score again.
And again, that's 3 possessions in a row where they've just driven hard into the basket and laid it in.
13 for Sawyer. The lead down to 4 again. Here comes Thelwell to the line and a cross on Gibson. Right hash, left to right for it, Ricks. Ricks comes left. Bounce top of the key, Miles. He'll bounce left to right behind him, Thelwell. Drew on the move. Far side, Ricks. Eddie fakes the long shot. Takes it to the right baseline. And then clears it out to Thelwell. 7 to shoot. Drew, high right, open. Thomas, catch and shoot. 3. Back of the rim, no. Rebound tap. Gibson toward the free throw line to Davis.
Yeah.
As it came out long.
And Preston wanting Thomas to follow his shot.
Yep. Gibson, wide left, Sawyer. Sawyer, down low to Gibson and threw it away.
And he was wide open, and that is a break for Morehead State.
Only the 5th EIU turnover.
Yeah.
And Morehead State will have the ball when we come back. Baseline right to go 94 with 6:11 to play. 16, it shows on the clock to shoot, but Morehead State will have more than that because they'll have the ball.
Yeah.
Your score at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 54, Eastern Illinois 50. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first hemp meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For 4 generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep.
breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Soon I go to bed, soon it'll be morning. Soon I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, Moorhead State's having to work for it today. EIU came in here and has given Moorhead State quite the game. 54-50, the Eagles lead the Panthers with 6:11 still left to play, and MSU will have the basketball to go right to left 94 feet.
Yeah, the first time these two met, Chuck, Moorhead State won by 26. It was 78-52. And you kind of get the sense that the energy that we've been seeing for most of the year isn't quite to the level that we're used to, at least today. So
Zach Iyemi is coming from Moorhead State to join Minix, yeah. Ricks, Thomas, and Thelwell. As for EIU, it's Booker back in there to join Sawyer, Lures, Davis, and Hamlin. Minix will inbound. They've been driving the basketball successfully over the last several minutes, talking about EIU against Moorhead.
Yes.
Thelwell gets the inbound, comes across the line, works on Booker out front, leaves it high left. Minix, a bounce to his left, and back out straight away. Iyemi, far side. Thelwell, cross court, Ricks. Ricks turns right to the free throw line, now backs it up top, head of the arc. Thomas, left wing, coming out for it near the top of the circle. Is Minix. He'll take it left of the lane into a double team, fight his way in there. Seven to shoot, clears it out, right side Ricks. Angle drive, and we've got a hand checking foul.
Yeah, with 4 seconds on the shot clock, and again, a bit of a break here for Moorhead State. Iyemi was open in the post. They just weren't able to get him the ball. They either didn't see him or just weren't able to get it to him.
Fourth foul on Hamlin, ninth on EIU. Next one, Moorhead State's in the double bonus. Rodolfo Belize coming in for Hamlin. Moorhead State will have Iyemi, line left, 1+1 for MSU.
Yeah.
He's played well today.
Yes, he's played incredibly well.
10 points, 2 rebounds, free throw up, and bangs off, no good. Baseline left, rebound, Sawyer. Yeah. Moorhead State comes up empty on that possession. Down at the other end, here comes Booker.
And they're spreading the floor again.
Lures, left hash, Sawyer. He'll take it down the sideline and clear it back out to Belize, left to right behind him. Sawyer, here comes left block, spins to his right, turns to his left, scoops it up. It'll roll off, no good. Tapped up by Ricks to the left block, and Thomas. And good job by Eddie.
Yeah, that was a good defensive adjustment during the timeout to not let him do that. They tried, but Moorhead State was there to defend at that time.
Thelwell forecourt, left wing Ricks, a bounce to his right, and out to Minix, who comes out for it. Riley. Skips near side. Thomas open for three. Got it!
And that is a big one.
Khalil Thomas now with 11. Moorhead State up 57-50. That helps a lot.
Yes, it does.
4:53 left to go. Booker right to left, or rather left to right across the line. Belize head of the key near side. Davis right angle drive to the block. Spinning right. Dumps it down to Belize at the baseline. Blocked by Iyemi, but Zach with a foul. Two free throws for Rodolfo Belize. And that's only the second foul on Zach.
Yeah. And with 4:43 to go, you're not too worried about it. It was in the act of shooting, so he will get free throws.
Fifth Moorhead foul. Belize line right. Rodolfo Belize only 7 of 18 at the line for the season, 39%. He's not scored in this ballgame. Belize free throw up. Front of the rim and a miss. Boy, they had barely any rotation whatsoever.
Yeah.
Looked like a Phil Negro knuckleball.
Yeah.
Belize with the next one. Eyes it, shoots it, a little more oomph, and a better result for him as he makes it. 57-51, 4:43 left to go. Thelwell the other way. Looks at Booker as he crosses the line. Comes right off the Minix screen. Head of the key, Iyemi. Back to Thomas at the far wing. Wide right, Thelwell. Drew coming left on Davis. Gives it wide right to Minix as he comes left. Thelwell has it, now out to the far side, ball tipped and stolen by Sawyer. Sawyer, left angle drive, blocked by Thelwell. Booker has it, blocked by Minix. Booker thought he was fouled.
Yeah, after the turnover, Drew Thelwell didn't get frustrated, he just ran back and made a great defensive play.
Thelwell has it between the circles, works the dribble, picks it up, bounce inside, Iyemi,
and that was
baseline left, oh, he missed the layup.
That
rebound, Davis
pass
in the paint to Sawyer, or rather Booker. Booker the other way, tripped up from behind as he tried to drive the lane, and a foul on Morehead State. It will be number six.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be EA Yemi. That'll be his third.
Right.
And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:55 to play in the ball game. Morehead State up 57-51 over Eastern Illinois. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Don't wait until Super Sunday to score on these big game specials. All this week at Allen's IG in Morehead, USDA fresh store ground beef is specially priced at only $3.99 a pound. Our family light chunk tuna packed in water is just a dollar a can, and the 24-pack of any Pepsi product is only $8.99. Folks, that's just 37 cents a can. Our best grocery values are found at Allen's IG, downtown Morehead. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Well, Morehead State by 6, 57-51 over Eastern Illinois with 3:55 to go at Johnson Arena. EIU without a field goal in the last 3:02 of the game.
Yeah.
Morehead State still shooting it well at nearly 54% to 39% for Eastern Illinois. Rebounding 30-29 Morehead, but the Eagles have turned the ball over 13 times. Just 5 miscues for the Panthers.
Right, and it's just kind of incredible. Despite the scoring drop for EIU, Morehead State still hasn't been able to blow it open. And while they've never really trailed, they've basically led from the tip until now. They've never really been able to put it away either. EIU's been right there the whole way.
Baseline left, the Panthers in the front court will get the ball with 26 on the shot clock. Sawyer will be the inbound.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Eastern Illinois did lead 1-0, Chuck.
Sawyer will have Minix right there nose-to-nose with him at the baseline as he inbounds. He looks inside for Lures. He can't find it.
And that
opening,
should have been.
He feeds it all the way out to Hamlin over his head and into the EIU backcourt, and he nearly went out of bounds with it. And now Booker with it, 20 on the shot clock.
That was 4.98 seconds, and then it looked like they got away with a walk.
Lures right wing, a bounce to his left. Near swing, back to the sideline, and Booker. Booker circles left to the free throw line. The runaround fell well, and he scores it. Booker with only his 5th and 6th points, but that makes it a 4-point game again at 57-53. There's some frustration on the face of MSU head coach Preston Spradlin. Ricks has it at the right wing from Thelwell. Man-to-man EIU. Ricks clears it out top to EA Yemi. Thelwell left to right out for the basketball near the top of the key. Near side in the corner, Thomas. Catch, shoot, 3 ball, it's in.
And a big shot there to, you know, push the lead back to 7.
14 for Khalil. 60-53, MSU defends with that 7-point lead. 2:59 to go. Booker out front, surveys the defense. Comes right, then goes wide left to Davis, driving on Minix to the block. Spins to his right, 10-footer, left it short. Rebound tap, and EA Yemi to Thelwell, but Hamlin climbing the back, just picked up a foul.
Yeah, and that's one in soccer where you wish they would have played the advantage. We had the rebound, we had possession. EA Yemi, not the best free throw shooter, now going to the line. Well, 4-2.
That's the 5th foul on Hamlin, the big guy for EIU. Will leave this ball game with 7 points to go along with just 1 rebound. So, and I think, let's see, it looks like Malone will come in for the fouled out Hamlin.
Yeah. What's funny here,
Oh, by the way, that's the 10th foul on EIU. So yeah. Moorhead's in the double bonus.
It is the double bonus.
And we'll get two free throws line left.
Yeah. So EIU had a minute to make the change. They didn't take the full time, but Preston did because of the foul out.
EAME will be at the line for MSU. Zach shooting free throws, 4 of 7. Two tries here. First one good.
5 of 8. And he's played really well. And 5 of 8 from the line. We've needed all 5 of those.
Moorhead stayed up 61-53 with 2:49 remaining. Zach with 11 points, matching his season high. Here's his second charity toss. Good look and a good result as he nails it.
And, you know, regardless of what the box score says, Zach Iaimi, he's made big plays at big times. That was a big rebound and two big free throws.
Moorhead State by 9 with 2:49 to go, thanks to the two free throws by Zach Iaimi. Booker across the line, runs the right arc, leaves it for Lures at the wing. Bounce to the cutting Davis, but stolen by Thelwell. Thelwell across the line, circles away from Sincere Malone, now backs it up to the logo to set things up with 2:33 to go, 23 to shoot. Thelwell coming forward, high left. Wanted Minnick, he couldn't find an opening. High left is Thelwell, dancing, turning it to his right. 10 to shoot. He'll drive the wing to the baseline. Feeds it near side. Open Ricks. Catch and shoot 3. Off the iron. No. Ricks tracks down his own rebound at the top of the key and goes to the far sideline to Thomas, and MSU resets.
Yeah, wisely resets, and they'll just run the offense again, and they'll take it under 2 minutes here.
10 to shoot. Thelwell outside the left hash, working the dribble, turning right to the emblem. 6 to shoot. Drew sets up straight away. The 3 spins off the rim. No.
And another big rebound and another reset, and do it again.
To Thomas and out to Thelwell with 1:50 left to go. Two straight offensive rebounds for Moorhead State. Thelwell the other way, moving in free throw line. Near side, Ricks. He'll try the 3. Air ball sailing out of bounds. Trying to save it in was Khalil Thomas, and he did so as he threw it off Booker. And Moorhead State will again get the possession. There was just one on the shot clock because the shot clock doesn't reset after an air ball.
Yeah, if there's any such thing as in Moorhead State will take a timeout here, I believe it's a 20-second, but if there's any such thing as a good possession that doesn't result in any points, we just saw it.
Yeah, MSU now left with 2 timeouts. That's right, just eating clock with a 9-point lead.
Right.
And time is the biggest enemy right now of Eastern Illinois. They trail Moorhead State 62-53 with 1:35 to go, and really with 1 on the shot clock, Moorhead State basically inbounds and shoots. It's just
want
to catch and shoot
as
quickly as you can, or maybe throw it underneath and hope someone can tap it in.
Yeah. I believe timeout was called, but the referees are at the monitor. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on.
All right, so he'll go down to the other end to talk to the TV guys. And Jared Stacy and also...
Yeah, and they are just checking to see how much time should be on the clock, both the game clock and shot clock. So, but whether it's 1 second or 1.5, it's to your point, Chuck, it's going to be a catch-and-shoot situation.
Didn't get a chance to finish. Dean Harden working with Jared Stacy down on the TV broadcast right now. Moorhead State will have the ball, but not much time to work with. So, well, who knows? Maybe they shoot it, they miss it, and they get another offensive rebound.
Right, maybe so, yeah.
MSU hasn't had many offensive rebounds on the day. It's now up to 7, but a lot of those have come as
3 of them were on that possession.
Yes.
So, just sort of remarkable here. And I still don't know if one of the – if I thought Moorhead State had called timeout, but apparently the refs had signaled to review the clock.
And they're still doing that right now.
Yeah.
Earlier today, the Moorhead State women falling in a heartbreaker, an exciting game, triple overtime, losing to EIU 105-103.
Yeah.
Both Moorhead State basketball teams in action on Thursday at Little Rock. 6 o'clock, the women's game. Tom Lewis, the pregame show at 5:45. Men's game around 8 or so. And
unless we get another 4 overtime game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Little Rock, not the easiest place to go and play. That's going to be a challenge.
Moorhead State lost there last year.
Yeah, it was one of the few regular season losses. And that's a program that you get the sense that they're getting better and better, and pretty soon they're going to be a force in the OVC,
I think. They play a wide-open style of offense, yes. And they have that old San Antonio Spurs mentality.
Yeah.
We're going to run up and down the floor, and we're going to just try to outscore you.
Right.
Reminds me a lot of Loyola Marymount in some ways.
Yeah. So that should be a fun one. This was a little bit of a mud fight today with, not a whole lot of fast breaks. A lot of slow pace to it. Thursday might be the complete opposite as far as the style of plays go. The referee's still at the monitor. This is taking seemingly longer than it should to adjust the clock.
And I'm wondering if maybe they'll put another second or two on the shot clock. That would be nice for Morehead State,
yes,
to at least be able to set something up to get an easier shot with one, as we talked about, showing on the shot clock right now. It's basically catch
yeah.
it, throw it up, or lob it in and hope someone can
right.
tap it in.
And, I know that they are checking the time, as has been re-verified by Matt Shaver using sign language. But
how do you like the replay system? I mean, all sports now have it.
Personally, I think it needs to be dramatically, drastically reformed in college basketball. I think that there should be a time limit to where, if it's indisputable evidence, obviously there's a dispute if it's taking 2 and 3 and 5 minutes. And I also like the NFL, where there's a limited number of challenges, and that's the replay. So after all that, we add another second on. So they've adjusted it from 1:35 to 1:36 on the game clock, and the shot clock has gone from 1 to 2.
That's a little bit better, and
yeah,
probably right. I think that's right.
Right.
I mean, good job by the officiating crew.
Yeah, and we've had pretty good officiating in the OVC this year, I think. But watch some of these games. It takes them 15 minutes to play the last 48 seconds of a game.
Yeah. Well, 1:36 to go, 2 on the shot clock. Thelwell, baseline right, will put the ball in play. Morehead State, with 2 to shoot, will have to work quickly, obviously, extremely quickly. Thelwell looking, and throws it out to Morton between his hands, and it'll roll into the Morehead State backcourt as it went right through his fingers as he was trying to catch it and shoot it before he'd secured the ball in Morehead State. A shot clock violation. And now, baseline right at the other end.
Yeah.
It will be a fresh 30 on the shot clock for EIU with 1:32 to go. And they'll try to put some points on the board, down by 9, 62-53.
Yeah. Preston is arguing that it should be that they should have to inbound it at the other end. I do not believe that's correct, because the ball was touched clearly right in front of us by Morehead State. They
set the shot clock at 20 instead of 30. That's
okay.
What he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
And so Corey Sawyer, baseline right inbounds, near corner Davis, along the wing Booker. Booker on Thelwell, turns right off the screen from Davis, wide left Malone. Far side, Sawyer on the drive by Ricks, gets to the hole, blocked by Eddie, pulled down by Minix.
And another
Thelwell.
Great defensive play by Eddie Ricks.
Morehead State in a block party in this ball game. We'll get to those numbers after the contest.
Yeah.
Thelwell inside the line, 1:10 to go, 19 to shoot. Drew between the circles, picks up the dribble. Ricks comes out to help him to take the basketball. Skip left elbow, back court Minix. Near side Thelwell. Little circle right to the top of the lane. Left block on the bounce to Minix. He'll turn it left over 2 defenders. Puts it up off the window and in. Count it, and he's fouled. And they'll get Dan Lohrs from EIU with a personal. And a possible 3-point play coming for Riley Minix, who's had a slow second half. First foul on Lohrs. And long ago, EIU placed Morehead State in the double bonus. 21 points in the ball game for Riley Minix, of which 15 came in the first stanza.
Yeah, and again, a big bucket there. And let's see if he can finish off the and one and push the lead to 12.
He does it. Yep.
And Chuck, for the first time, for the first time in 39 minutes and 6 seconds, I think we can finally start to relax.
Morehead by 12 with 51 seconds to go. Booker dancing high right, leaves it out front to his left for Malone. Malone, far side, Davis driving on Ricks to the baseline, and Eddie Ricks with too much body picks up his second foul.
Yeah.
And Morehead State 7th, so EIU finally goes into the bonus with 42.4 seconds to play.
Yeah. And you want to avoid fouling and putting them on the line, because they are a relatively good free throw shooting team.
Now, Kendall Davis is the exception to that rule. He's 1 of 2 in this ball game at the line. He's had a good day, 17 points, but on the season he's only 59% from the stripe.
Yeah.
Gibson coming in for EIU.
And it is a 1-1.
Davis, free throw up, in.
And we'll see here. Well, whether he makes it or miss it, is EIU going to elect to try and extend the game, or are they just going to fall back and play defense?
Davis can make it a 10-point contest with his second free throw if he makes it. Stand line right, pops it up there, and drops it down good.
It's them both. They're showing pressure, so I'm guessing they're going to look to foul.
Morehead State with five out of bounds. They now get the ball into Minix from Fellwell, and immediately Riley Minix is fouled. Take your pick, Davis or Malone.
You know, and that
Sincere Malone with his second personal. With Morehead and a double bonus, Riley Minix line left for two.
Yeah, and he's the one that you want to get the ball to, so a good job by Morehead State there anticipating the foul.
Dan Lures wants to check in for Gibson for EIU, but they'll let Minix, I guess, shoot at least one free throw before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
40.5 seconds to go. Minix, free throw up and in. So 23 for Riley. Again, he's been averaging that number over the last eight ball games now.
And man, has he been a factor, especially since conference play started.
He needs one more rebound to get his 12th double-double of the year, which leads the OVC. He's got 11 right now.
Yeah.
Second free throw, good.
And
67-55, MSU by 12. 40 seconds to go. The ball rolled in. Booker will pick it up right sideline near the midcourt line. It rolls across, and now we'll come into Drew Fellwell between the circles. Now away from
and
the ball.
Away from the ball. Again, an off-ball screen that creates a foul away from the ball against Morehead State. And in this situation, it's just, gee, please.
I didn't see you picked it up because it was so far away from the ball.
Yeah.
Morehead State's 18th
I believe it
foul.
Was Morton.
If it's Morton, it's his second.
Yeah.
And Sawyer is lying right. 1+1. 38.3 seconds to go. Sawyer a free throw. In and out. No. Left block rebound. Minix, and he has his double-double.
And after the missed free throw.
Pressure. Fellwell. Double team. Throws it well across the line. Right sideline to Morton. Back to the hash and Minix. Minix trying to turn around Sawyer, who fouls him from behind. And Corey Sawyer with his third. Minix with two more free throws.
Yeah.
Riley Minix, another outstanding ball game, 24 points, 10 rebounds with two pending free throws.
Right. Yeah, he's just been fantastic. And, like, a lot of those buckets that he made, you know, he was contested. He really had to work for them to create the shot in the post.
Riley now with 70 career double-doubles for his college basketball career. That includes Southeastern Florida. He knocks down the first free throw. 25 points for him. Riley with 12 double-doubles this season. Again, that's tops in the OVC.
Yeah.
Boy, he looks every bit the player of the year in the conference.
Oh, he does.
Second free throw will spin and go. 26 points, Riley Minix. 24 seconds to play, 69-55 Morehead State. Ball rolled in, picked up at the midcourt line by Sawyer, driving on Fellwell, spin left to the right block, feeds up the shot, missed it, and a foul on Drew Fellwell, his third. And I'm going to go look and see the last time he had three fouls in a game, because it has been forever.
Yeah, kind of a late whistle there.
Yeah, Fellwell, the last time he had this many fouls in a contest was all the way back on January 6th.
Wow.
Against Tennessee State. Booker at the line. Ninth foul on Morehead State. 1+1. He cans the first.
Yeah.
7 points for Tiger Booker, well below his average of 16.
And
Brady Dingus coming in for Morehead State for Morton.
Yeah.
Dingus, the 6'1 redshirt freshman from Martin County. Just his eighth ball game of the year.
Yep.
18.9 seconds to go. Booker about to load up the next free throw try. In the air, and he cans it. And 69-57 Morehead State. Looks like EIU calling off the dogs. Fellwell in bounds to Riley Minix, who taps it back on the hop to Thelwell. He'll come across the line. 12 seconds to go. He'll angle toward the far hash and just dribble out the rest of the clock with Booker giving him a lot of space. Gibson coming over to give him a fist bump.
Yeah.
And time expires, and Morehead State wins its seventh in a row. First time they've had a seven-game winning streak this season. They've also now beaten EIU seven straight times. Final score from LST Johnson Arena. Morehead State 69, Eastern Illinois 57. I'm Chuck Meraz with Drew Barnett, coming back with our post-game report in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, before 2,578 at Johnson Arena, Morehead State's Eagles come away with their seventh straight win, knocking off Eastern Illinois 69-57. MSU now 20-5. 11-1 in the OVC, now with four straight 20-win campaigns for the first time in school history, meaning Preston Spradlin, the only coach in Morehead State basketball history to lead his team to four straight 20-win seasons.
Yeah.
Eastern Illinois with the loss slips to 11-14, 5-7 in the OVC, and this win also significant for one senior guard, Drew Thelwell. The native of Orlando, Florida, has now been a part of 88 Morehead State victories, which is tops all time as he passes Terrence Hill, who he was tied with at 87 coming into this contest.
Yeah, and your hope he's able to break it, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 11 or 12 more times this year.
Yeah, really.
with the remaining regular season games, the two conference tournament games, and you know, hopefully, if all the stars align, a win or two in the NCAA tournament.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, Morehead State wins it. We've talked about it, Drew. Sometimes you have to win games without your best fastball, so to speak.
Yeah.
Morehead State wasn't particularly sharp in many ways today.
They really were.
But at the same time, you know, playing without Jordan Latham, they found a way to win.
Yeah. And, again, we're looking at the box score here. It just felt to me, and I think you and I talked about this during the commercial, Zach Yeamy made big defensive plays and offensive plays when we really, really needed them. At times, they did. So he had a fantastic game, regardless of what his box score was. He was just a huge contributor today, and you like to see somebody like that step up.
Yeah, and, of course, Riley Minix was Riley Minix once
yeah,
again.
He did, you know.
26 points to go along with 10 rebounds, his OVC best 12th double-double of the year and the 7th 70th double-double of his collegiate basketball career.
Yeah.
It just seemed like every time EIU would draw closer, they got within two in the second
right.
half. Morehead State would find a way to stretch that lead back out.
Yeah, they would. And, again, like we said, sometimes if you can find a way to win when you're not playing your best, that's a measurement of how good your team is and how high your ceiling is.
Yeah, absolutely. Morehead State a winner this afternoon at Johnson Arena by a final score of 69-57. And one more note, that matches the best start in 25 games for MSU set 40 years ago at 20-5.
Wow.
So we'll come back. We'll look at our numbers courtesy of Whitaker Bank in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, Morehead State beats Eastern Illinois 69-57. As we talked about, the Eagles now 20-5, their fourth straight year at 20 or more victories. First time in school history that's happened. 11-1 in the OVC, still holding down first place. EIU 11-14, 5-7 now in conference action. And let's go ahead and go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for EIU, two players in double figures. Kendall Davis led the way with 19 points. Corey Sawyer, 13 markers. 8 points for Tiger Booker. Jermaine Hamlin, before he fouled out, had 7 points. 5 points coming from Dan Lures. 2 points each, Sincere Malone and Jalen Gibson. Rodolfo Belize had 1 point. Lazar Gerbovich played but didn't score. EIU, 23 of 59 from the field, 39%, 1 of 7 outside the arc, 10 of 13 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 36-29. The Panthers with 9 offensive rebounds to go along with 4 assists, 6 turnovers, and 8 steals. Flipping to the Morehead State side of the ledger, 3 players also in double figures. Riley Minix, 26 points. He had a double-double. He led the team with 10 rebounds, his 12th double-double of the season. Khalil Thomas, a solid 9, 14 points. Zach Iaemi, season-best 12 markers, coming off the bench and doing a really good job. 7 points for Deontay Miles. 5 points, Drew Thelwell. 3 points, Eddie Ricks. 2 points, Jerome Morton. Brady Dingus got in there late but didn't score. Morehead State, 23 of 44. 52.3%, so now in the last 4 seasons when they shoot better than 50%, they are 41 and two.
Yeah, and we mentioned that on Thursday. The strategy should be obvious.
Yes.
Just hit all your shots.
Absolutely. MSU from outside the arc, 6 of 19. Pretty good from the free throw line, 17 of 23, just about 74%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 36 to 29. Minix with 10 boards led MSU. The Eagles had 7 offensive rebounds, 15 assists in the ballgame, 6 by Thelwell, 14 turnovers, and 3 steals. And get this, 9 blocks in this ballgame, 2 each, Ricks, Minix, Morton, and Iaemi. MSU now on the year with a total of 124 blocks, came in averaging about 5 blocks a contest. And we'll also remind you, the Morehead State women had a tough one here earlier today. They went into 3 overtimes before succumbing to EIU 105-103 in a thriller. The men's final once more, 69-57. Morehead State a winner over Eastern Illinois. And the Eagles have now stretched their home winning streak to 18 games. It's 12-0 this year at Johnson Arena for the Blue and Gold. Coming back with more on the post-game report when we continue things here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State a winner this afternoon over Eastern Illinois, 69-57. Before 2,578, I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, we had some landmarks here today in this ballgame, and let's talk about those. First of all, Drew Thelwell, now the winningest player in Morehead State history with 88 of those. Now a 20-win season for the 4th straight year, first time in Morehead State basketball history. Home winning streak moves to 18. I mean, I guess we could go on and on. That's a good thing.
Good problems to have, right? You know, let's give the attention to Drew. You know, we were setting. I'll tell you when it was, Chuck. We had the great Leon Buchanan came and spoke to our team this year, and Leon, obviously the fans would remember, played for Coach Tindall and is an all-conference guy, and he usually comes back about once, almost every year, to speak to our guys. You know, he's a police officer in Lexington, and just kind of talk about that kind of stuff. And we're sitting up here watching these guys play pickup, okay? And he's like, man, Drew, man, he's raving about how important Drew is. So we start thinking, like, is he the all-time winningest player? So we start adding it up, and we circled the number 19 to tie it, and obviously that was Thursday, and 20 to be able to break it. And so that's pretty special. And to happen to him, you know, here's the thing, you know, and I know we want to talk about the game, but, Chuck, this guy comes as a freshman. right? We have an unbelievable season, 23 wins. We go to the NCAA tournament. Plays 2.5 minutes a game. Nowadays, everybody does that. They just leave. Well, he comes back, and he plays 12 minutes a game on a 23-win team that's one basket away from going to the NCAA tournament. And then all he does is become our starting point guard, lead us in minutes played his junior year to an NIT berth and win. And then obviously what he's doing right now, top 10 in the nation on a pretty good basketball team. But he's the cornerstone of our program, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You know, this is a team of character, but when I look at character, when I start the list, honestly, I start with him because he's a guy who truly does not care how much he scores. He just wants to do whatever it takes for your team to win a basketball game.
Yeah, and you just see his interactions, right? Everybody has a great interaction with Drew, right? I don't care if you see him at the store, you see him on campus, he's out here playing with kids right now right in front of us. He's got this personality that is very contagious in the right way, and that's why we have a great program because of him. He really, really is.
Well, this one was a slog today, and you and I were talking during the break. Had a very tough game against SIU Edwardsville on Thursday night. Yep. You had to play a lot of guys, a lot of minutes, most notably Riley Minix, who went all 40, and it felt to me like a tired game.
Oh, it was. Yeah, that's because it was. Our guys are tired. You know, Riley played 40, played 37 here tonight. You know, Eddie played 35. Drew plays 38. You know, the list just goes on and on. Khalil plays 34. And they're extremely tired. We did less in practice yesterday than we've ever done. And we normally don't do a lot on Fridays. But yesterday, we literally walked. If we went from one side of the court to the other working on offense or defense, we walked. And, you know, I'm just so proud of these guys. And this is important, right? We got these four wins, two last week on the road, two here at home, where we were severely undermanned. Deontay was out last week, and then obviously this week with J2. But we just had guys step up, and what that does, strengthens your team, right? The wins are important, but it strengthens your team. So now we know we can get more out of Zach. We know we can get more out of Eddie and Jerome, and that's going to help us down the stretch once we get back to full strength.
Well, your post players today gave you a really solid game. And Zach Iaemi with a season-high 12 points.
Wow.
He had two rebounds. He also had a couple of block shots.
Yeah.
And then you look at Deontay Miles, 7 points, 5 rebounds. And what about those guys at the free throw line? They've both been struggling.
Yeah.
Combined, they go 9 of 14, which, you know, is good for them. And
yeah,
they hit some big free throws at big times.
No, it's huge. It's huge. And I mean, they just did such a great job. They got screen assist, as we talk about, you know, and they did a wonderful job here tonight. And that was a part of our game plan. They did a great job of executing that game plan here. But again, those guys, the growth that they've had over the past 2 weeks is going to really pay dividends for us moving down the stretch.
You were up by 8 at halftime. That lead got to about 11. They pared it down. They got within 2.
Yeah.
But every time it was 2 to 4 points, it was like your guys hit the afterburner and got just enough out there in front. The lead went back out to 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. You know, again, they were just hoping, man, can we get a stop and hit a shot? Get a stop, hit a shot, and break this thing open. But you know what? It didn't happen that way. And here's the thing. You know, I really didn't talk to the guys about this before the game, and I normally do. When you're on the back half of this thing, right, and credit Eastern Illinois, they are fighting to get it to Evansville. Okay, so, like, their tournament starts now. And that's how they're going to play. They're going to play like there is no tomorrow. And so we talked about that at halftime. And we got to understand, like, if we're going to be a great team in March, you have to bring that mentality right now because other teams are bringing that to you, and it's going to strengthen you and get you better.
Well, we have to have our obligatory Riley Minix portion of the postgame show. I mean, here he comes up with his 12th double-double of the season, which is the best in the OVC, 26 points, 10 rebounds, and most of his points came in the first half, but he got some clutch points late for you.
He did.
He continues to do it all.
He's unbelievable, isn't he? And even tonight, like, by our standards and his, he didn't think he played very well, you know, and those turnovers, he had 4 turnovers, and they were just, you know, credit Eastern Illinois, they're a tough, physical, handsy team, and we were tired. We kind of forgot some of our details of meeting passes and breaking down hands and such. And but he found a way to chip through, and obviously you get him at that foul line, he's going to do a good job for you. And he's a special player for sure.
Well, now you've won two straight without Jordan Lathan, the guy who averages 16 points and seven rebounds a game. That's not easy to do. He's your second leading scorer, and you found ways to win. This is a very resilient group.
Without a doubt. You know, and again, we talked about wins are important, how you get them and how you grow throughout them. And that's, you know, doing it, being down a couple guys over the last four games is really just going to play, you know, be huge for us as we move forward.
You get some rest, and that's the most important thing, a couple of days of that, so you can kind of get your legs back out, back underneath you.
Yeah, you know, we got to rest up. We got to get healthy. We got to get, you know, get fresh. And I mean, we got an unbelievable stretch coming up, Chuck, that I don't think our fans even believe that it is what it is, you know. But we've got four games in 7 days, three of those being on the road at three of the longest road trips that you could ever have here in the OVC. And that's the schedule that they gave us, and that's the schedule that we're going to prepare for and we're going to play.
How do you deal with that? What's your plan?
Well, you don't complain about it. I tell you that's not going to do you any good. We don't make excuses here. One game at a time, that's what you do, right? You try to get a couple guys healthy. I think we're going to be able to get George Marshall back. That's going to be a couple minutes there that can really help us. And then we'll get J2 back. You know, we get him back. That's going to be big for this road trip coming up. But you got to be efficient, right? You got to come in. You got to rest your bodies. You got to fuel. You got to go to sleep. Can't just waste the guys' time being out here on the court longer than they need to. But, you know, we've been doing that, okay? And so we just so our guys know what that is. So it's not like it's going to be something new for them. They've been doing a great job, and they've still been, you know, producing and winning, even though our usage has really gone down.
Well, you'll play at Little Rock on Thursday, and that's a team that likes to really get up and down the floor.
Yeah, really talented. You know, I've watched a lot of their games when we're scouting other opponents. I haven't locked in on them. Coach Dom's going to have the scout for that one, and, you know, he's going to do an unbelievable job. I know they're a really, really talented bunch. I know that, you know, we didn't finish the game down there very well last year, and our returning guys know that. But we got to have a really good week of preparation to go down there and get healthy and rest up.
Well, you get some rest too, my friend.
I sure will. Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins today at home over Eastern Illinois, 69-57. Final segment of the postgame report coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Moorhead State a winner this afternoon, 69-57 over Eastern Illinois, improving to 20-5 overall, 11-1 atop the OVC, 12-0 at home, 18 straight wins at Johnson Arena. Let's look at the rest of the OVC scoreboard. A big one today at Western Illinois. The Leathernecks fell to UT Martin, 62-59, so they're now three games behind Moorhead State in the standings. Same thing for UT Martin. They're tied for second place. Elsewhere, late in the ball game, just about 24 seconds to go, Tennessee State leads at Southeast Missouri, 75-70. And Tennessee Tech won at Lindenwood, 62-53 in overtime. One game later on tonight, SIU Edwardsville playing at Southern Indiana. Again, the Moorhead State women fell in triple overtime earlier today, 105-103 to EIU. Time to name our star of the game for Moorhead State. Riley Minix is always an easy choice, but today, with the great play by Moorhead State's two post players, talking about Deontay Miles and Zach Iaemi, They are my co-stars of this ball game for Morehead State. Zach with a season high and a career high, actually, at Morehead State. This is his first season at MSU. He had 12 points to go along with two rebounds and a couple of blocks. And also for Zach, let's see here, only three fouls. He went 6 of 9 at the free throw line. He did very well there for him. He'd been really struggling at the line until this ball game. Deontay Miles, very solid in 20 minutes of action. 7 points, 5 rebounds, had 1 assist in the contest, and did not turn it over. So our MSU stars of the game, Deontay Miles and Zach Iaiemi. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball coming up on Thursday, OVC action from Little Rock, the women's game to start at 6 p.m. Tom Lewis to start the pregame show at 5:45. Men's game is scheduled for 8, probably will be about 8:15, 8:30. I'll be along about 15 minutes before tip-off to start that pregame show. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, for his work, and to my broadcast partner today, Mr. Drew Barnett.
It was a good one, and this is a big week, Chuck. We, you know, with us having the 3-game lead and the tiebreaker, we are getting to the point to where we're a week away from possibly clinching the first-place seed.
Good point, my
big
friend.
Big week this week.
Good point.
Yeah.
Again, the final score from Johnson Arena. Morehead State 69, Eastern Illinois 57. I'm Chuck Mraz. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smart.